KFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Daddy's feeling better.
Oh, good. Glad.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get this show back on track today. Feeling so much better, feeling strong, full of vitriol, smoke, good. Lightning, cramping, spotting.
Here I am. Getting sweaty.
Here I am, ready.
Eyebrows.
So glad to feel at least better than I have the last couple of days.
Helps, doesn't
and
it?
I hope that God has that return policy.
Done what?
Well, like...
You mean the euphoria of coming out of the illness?
Oh, no. What I mean is a couple of days ago when I really had this thing bad, and I had the chills and the shivers, and at one point, who doesn't say something like this? God... I feel so bad if you'll just help me through this, and I got to get better to get back and do the show. And you know, whatever you want, if it's the thing with using your name in vain, or I'll, you know, sometimes even throw out crap that God has to know I don't mean.
Yeah,
like,
no, he knows.
Sure,
he
I'll
knows
be
you
nicer
don't mean
to
that.
Strangers and stuff like that.
No, he knows you're kidding.
He's got to know I'm lying, right?
Yeah, he knows.
He's got a pipeline to my soul.
Oh, well, you've made bets with God before where you've paid off.
Oh, sure I have.
Yes. But I mean, you know, so he wouldn't think that you'd be lying. You didn't lie to him when you made the Cubs bet.
But I did lie when I said I wouldn't say goddamn anymore.
Oh yeah,
because I just
he
did.
That.
But that's just one of those things.
That's on the tablets, man.
No, I think that you get a free pass on that one.
That's on the big book. The big thing came down from the mountain.
So, like, what, all the actors are going to get a pass on that because they were just reading a script?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
I'm reading a script. That's all I'm doing.
Right.
Just ad-libbing now and reading a script.
If you're reading a script, that's one thing.
But I'm ad-libbing, Mike.
I'm
doing a free-form script.
You're entertaining.
Right.
That's
all I want to say is it's
but you and I have both said it in real life.
It's a merciful God. Oh, you're goddamn right. It's a merciful God. He's a laughing God.
Uh-huh.
He's a God with a laugh track.
So the joy that you bring supersedes a violation of one of the Ten Commandments.
Yep, but because I believe that I'm well, because I've prayed to God, I've made a miraculous Herculean recovery in only two or three days.
Good for you.
And I'm sure it's because of my praying to God, and I hope he knows that I didn't mean anything that
he
I
knows.
Promised.
Furthermore, in Hebrew, I think the word commandment can also be translated as suggestion. So, what Moses brought
Rob,
down...
the movie's all very
the
vague.
The movie starring Charlton Heston would have been called The Ten Suggestions.
No, that doesn't sell. That's not good box office.
That's
but true. In real life, they're just suggestions.
The ten propositions.
almost lost it. I almost lost something here. I did bring some of the Chinese roots.
Oh, good.
Oh, the roots.
Excuse, and I got to tell you about my day at the dentist today.
Yes, please.
When I went...
I want to be a dentist.
They had these things taken out of my teeth, these things that I'm positive also made me feel better along with, you know, God and everything. So
Kirby!
Let's just start with something like this.
Oh.
Hmm. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Scott Shadden.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Kids, if I could speak to you for a moment. As an adult who's recently been suffering from flu and cold-related symptoms, beware of the dangers of NyQuil.
Mm-hmm. Really?
NyQuil, when taken over recommended dosage,
yes,
can lead to one fantastic evening of television viewing that ends up with your face in your lap at approximately 8:25 p.m.
That's right. You double over clean in half.
Oh, good.
You fold up like an ironing board.
So, kids, watch it with the NyQuil, especially with the cherry NyQuil.
Ah, my favorite, the cherry NyQuil. Mm-hmm. Ah, it doesn't cost too much money.
What voluptuous female singer is always getting her nose in other people's business?
Which one?
Thank you for responding.
I was thinking of the answer.
Bette Midler. Hello. They're completely lame groaners.
Sure are.
I'm still Scott Shadden.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What do you call the southwestern style of Mexican food that is prepared by witches? X-Max.
Oh, my God.
Only
like
one
that.
More.
Oh,
only,
my God.
Only three today. We had like 11 yesterday. One more
you'll
today.
Find that joke.
And as the numbers get smaller,
right.
The laughs get bigger.
Absolutely.
I'm Scott Shedd.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
You must approach this with a better attitude.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
You must approach this with a better attitude.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
I'm here. Spotting, cramping, hail, lightning, smoke. I'm ready. Let's do this one.
All right.
Why do... What?
No.
What do cows read every morning? Moo, S.A. Today.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
Here's the quiz.
Yeah.
And I think it's an easy one. Two of those came from the prep sheet.
Oh,
one of them was written by Robbie. Which one was written by Robbie? You had Bette Midler, Hex Max, and Moo S.A. Today. Mike.
Moo S.A. Today.
I'm going to say Bette Midler, probably.
Mike, you got it.
I got it. It was Moo S.A. Today.
Moo S.A. Today. And I nailed it as well. I played the game before you guys. So.
Good.
My congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Great.
I like to know my Robbie.
Better luck next time, Buzz.
Yes.
And hello, everybody.
Yeah, that look could have been I could have easily seen it going that way.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, I have Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ann.
Hello.
Oh, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Here we go.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. Here comes Rob's thing.
In true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of fate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
That's funny. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rip Taylor and all the ships at sea.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody loves these two. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Morrow.
Thank you, Robank.
Thank you
for listening, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
I think you've heard that already.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
1-1-1-7-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Thank you, Buzz. And hi, and this is the show, everybody. Let's get retarded. And
yeah.
You can call us. Don and Mike show from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. D.C. 202-432-1067.
Listen to how much better you sound today.
Much better. You know, the whole thing is, I loved coming in and doing the show. Mm-hmm. Even when I feel like crap, I love coming in and doing the show.
Yep.
But when I don't feel good, I'm not a big enough person. I'm not one of those guys. Like if I was an athlete,
mm-hmm.
and they said, "Oh, there's Don," but look how brave he is. He's going to go out and play the game.
Plays with fan.
I would be the guy that the first time I got the ball and I got hit, I would lay on the ground and go, "Ow, ow, this is killing me. I hate being out here playing."
You don't complain that much, though.
No, well, really not as much as I used to, but it just drags my ass down.
Sure.
And you know, we're supposed to be in here having fun, and the last 2 days I've been here like. Christ, I feel like I'm going to die.
There was, I think, either yesterday or the day before. It might have been the day before when I was just, you know, ready during the commercial breaks because, you know, we're doing our various things and you're over there doing your things and I was ready to go, stop making noises because you were making death rattles over there. I mean,
yeah.
It was like, And this was my favorite. This one. And you're not faking it.
I wasn't doing that for your benefit.
Yeah, I know. You were really sick. It was because every time you do that, because I can't feel empathy for anybody when it comes to illness, all I was thinking was the germs that were being hurled into the air with all those.
But I think you're safe, Mike. Between your kids, you're both under the age of 10, and the fact that you and I go through our intricate massage, oil, lube process before the show every day.
Yeah, and then a little necking.
I think you're set.
I think
so. Anyway, it's great to feel good. It's great to come in and love doing this show and feel like being here, which I didn't the last 2 days. I hate being sick. Once again, I'm gonna say, we need these flu shots. Every day that we're here, millions of people count on us to be here. They don't want me to come on and say, oh, guy that made Star Jones invitations, how are you doing, sir? Because I don't feel like asking the guy a question. What you want is you want me when I'm feeling good to say,
right,
hey, listen, did you ever think that the guy that Star Jones married, you ever think he plays for the other team? See, these are the things that come to my mind when I'm not clogged up with sinus and junk. And part of the reason I'm feeling so much better, and I went to the dentist today, because my wife had given me these Chinese licorice roots 2 days ago to chew on. And
not so hug.
They started my turnaround. Mike, if you'd reach into the bag, take one, chew it, and you'll taste some licorice.
She got that baggie on the street where
she got this from her Chinese dealer. She goes to this feng shui, Pilates, who knows, whatever it is.
How's it, Mike?
How's it going, Mike? You can't even stand to chew it, can
you? He doesn't like the taste.
It's wood.
Yeah, you're darn right. Take one, Rob.
I like one also.
Hey, come on over, Buzz. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to swear by these things because...
swallow it?
No, you don't swallow. You spit it out. You spit it out when it's done. It looks like a peach pit.
Mine tastes like buttered mashed potatoes.
Now,
it's like mulch. It's a wood chip.
So, here's the deal. You put it in your mouth, as I did. I'm the only one chewing it here. Mm-hmm. I got to be careful because I won't get another splinter.
Tastes like Tinker Toys.
So,
it really doesn't taste like licorice or anise.
No.
Yes, it does. It does when you chew it down enough to where you just feel like you're chewing on, like, a root that you pulled out of the ground when you were a kid.
How long do you keep it in your mouth?
Until it turns a weird yellow, pasty, like the inside of a peach look. Kind of.
You keep it in until it is embedded
in
your
like
gums.
That. Kind of like that. So,
like that?
Yeah.
Am I done?
Yeah, that's it.
How do you feel?
Now...
Is it better or worse than turkey soda?
Having said...
Better.
My wife will kill me because I'm saying having said that. Well, screw her.
Ignore that.
But she saved my life with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ate these things, like, and I didn't eat them. I chewed them and I spit them out.
Right. Did it work?
Yeah, I'm positive that it's the thing that put me over the top. That Monday I was feeling bad. And I, as I mentioned,
where does she get all that stuff?
I told you she's got some new age feng shui Pilates thing that she goes to. I'll have her call later today.
I think you would have gotten well without the root.
No, I disagree, Rob. I had absolutely no taste.
Everybody ought to wash their hands on the show, though.
I had no taste.
Compulsively.
No taste, no smell. Ate this thing 2 hours later. Boom. Now, the problem here is...
Yes.
As you can see, it just comes in a baggie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's not a little thing saying, chew one piece of this wood and every 4 hours. So what I did, because you know me, if there's a medicine, well, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it says take two, well, it's got to work better if I take 10.
Sure.
So I chewed over 24 hours about 30 pieces of this wood that you guys were just chewing.
Wow. So you OD'd on it.
And I felt a lot better, except my teeth were killing me. And I told you yesterday, I called the dentist.
He got out of bed and looked like a Twizzler.
they laughed at me yesterday on the speakerphone of the dentist's office.
Sure.
I went in today, and they're so funny that they thought it was a goof. When I walked in, the lady said, hi, good morning, nice to see you again. Now, really, why are you here? I said... Really, I'm here because I can feel between four of my teeth.
I'm the one with the wood chipper in the cake hole.
There are pieces of wood. And she said, you weren't kidding about that for the radio show. I said, when I called you about this yesterday, I wasn't on the radio. I called you from my house. She said, oh, well, I thought that you were on the radio. So, wait a minute. you really want the doctor to look for wood. So
just get me into the chair, Hen.
Wait, we get in there. He comes in, and lo and behold, he does find in between four of my teeth what appear to be rather large splinters.
Splinters, that had to be very painful.
Now, there's one thing that he says to me. He says, he gets them all out. He says, I'm glad you're feeling better. I would advise you not to chew on these things in the mass quantity that you did.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to take this Chinese herb, be very careful. He said, now, before you get out of the chair, I want you to try one thing. Take your tongue and run your tongue around the outside of your bottom teeth on the left-hand side.
Make
and
sure
I said,
clear.
I said, wow. No, I said, hold on. I feel something. He said, show me where you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So now my hands are going in there while his hands are in there. I said, you know, he said, right. You know what that is? That's a spot where the wood actually cut into your gum a little bit.
Ow.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to get infected because we're going to give you a shot, but you're going to feel it's like a little flap on your gum right mm-hmm. down by your tooth where you cut it with the wood.
And you must have been like a beaver.
Because he said, why would you do this? He said, didn't your mouth hurt? I said, yes. The next day, on Tuesday, my teeth killed me. He said,
but you couldn't feel your congestion, so it was a benefit.
Yeah, he said, why would you eat all of this wood, this can? I said, first, I didn't eat it. I just chewed it up and swallowed it.
Fair enough.
I said, I got my sense of smell back.
Right.
And I got, the ability to taste back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said, yes, but you've got pieces of wood between your teeth.
And the grubs and the beetles that you were eating, you know, the other members of the forest, nothing tasted better.
So anyway, it's done. That's it. And now there are just two of these magical chips left,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to hold on to just in case anybody gets cold. Because I'm telling you, these babies right here, they do the number.
That's the cure-all.
They do the number. And they really, hold on, I've got a piece of wood in my mouth. They loved it down at the dentist office today. What are you doing, Buzz?
I'm trying it as incense. It's actually very pleasant that way. It smells better than it tastes.
That's a shock.
Thank you, Ashram.
That Buzz would try to light it.
Look, it's burning nicely.
It is burning very nicely.
Very nice incense.
So they get down to the dentist office, and what are you doing? Okay, Rob. Yeah, we know. Rob. Rob's got a theory about Buzz. So,
it's a wild theory.
Sure is, Rob.
I'm waiting to pay the bill. You know, I'm waiting for, and first off, you know, you give them the CBS card.
They always laugh.
And
I hope I enrolled right.
And as I'm standing there, and I don't know what the reason, I don't know why these kids weren't in school, for God's sakes.
But they were just cracking up at you.
But there's got to be, in this waiting room, there's like four kids that should have been in school. This was today, like
A lot of teacher conferences around this time of year.
Like about 1:15, so there's all these kids. And the woman says to me, when she's waiting for me to fill out the paperwork, the woman at the cubicle, she said, now, would you like a lollipop or a piece of candy, or do you want to go back to the, you know, to the toy chest? And I said,
did you say, that's all right, I'll just chew on the counter for a while.
I said, because I'm being nice, I said, no, you know what? But why don't you give my stuff to these three adorable little kids?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, would you like that? The kids said, yeah. And then Nurse Ratchet says, okay, now you make sure that you thank this man. And they said, thank you.
And
then she said, and you don't ever do what this man did. This man was eating pieces of wood and had giant wood in his mouth. And then Dr. J had to go in and get the wood out of his mouth. And he actually cut his gum. That could have led to an infection.
So they start staring at you like you're idiot man.
Yeah, right. How you doing, kids?
It's idiot man.
Nice to see you. So that's that.
Wow. You feel better.
Yeah, I do.
And your mouth doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. And one thing that I wanted to say yesterday, and it's gotten a lot of play today, thank God I got my voice back. I got so much to say. Buzz had this on the news, and it's really been blown out of proportion. This Monday Night Football thing. This thing with Terrell Owens and the girl from Desperate Housewives.
Now ABC's come out and apologize.
Everybody's about it. The NFL has. The Philadelphia Eagles have. It's a very simple point that I'm going to make here. I saw this thing on Monday Night Football.
Right.
What they showed was nothing compared to what they run on a regular episode of Desperate Housewives.
Right.
So don't give me all this crap that this was on at 9 o'clock, because that's when Desperate Housewives is on.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything that was sexually provocative.
But that is her character on the show,
right?
Also.
She didn't show any real skin. It was innuendo. It was funny. It was maybe 90 seconds long, and I don't know what the hell is going on in this country that everybody's got to apologize for this like it was the worst thing that ever happened.
Well, I don't know how old Nicolette Sheridan is, but time has been kind to Ms. Sheridan.
And this was nothing like the scene in Desperate Housewives where she washed her car repeatedly in her driveway.
Oh, my God, that was sexy.
You know, I go here to Rudy, former correspondent of the Don and Mike Show in USA Today.
He's still alive?
No, and here's his headline. Monday Night Football crosses line with opening.
Oh, dear.
You know,
oh, is Rudy doing that?
Yeah,
he doesn't write the headline.
Hey,
Somebody else does, all
you guys out there, and girls, I guess, writing about this, why don't you turn on network TV any night of the week at 9 o'clock? Or even better, why don't you watch Buzz's favorite show, 2 and a Half Men, and check out the dialogue on that show. And you tell me, which is worse for kids, that or Nicolette Sheridan doing a bit with T.O.? And then you've got the NFL apologizing, you've got the Eagles apologizing, and you've got ABC apologizing. And then they should all just shut the frig up. And Mike.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike called me today because this is really big in our relationship now.
All right.
We've been working together 20 years. Mike called me today to give me his home telephone number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm excited about it.
The seals.
Come on, now tell us.
It's a first.
The truth is, I got my new number today.
I know, but.
And I was excited about it. And I wanted to call my buddy and tell him.
I know.
And I wanted to call him in particular because I had been through, well, you know, Don, you know I'm an easygoing guy. I don't like to complain.
I know you don't.
I really don't. But I've been through a bit of an ordeal to get this phone turned on. An ordeal that compelled me halfway through the process to begin to jot down notes.
Okay. Oh, well, great. Then you are prepared for this segment.
I am very prepared. I'm more prepared than I normally am.
Hold on. And then we'll get 1, 2, 3 Monday Night Football calls. Hello, Jason, Don, and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, in regards to that Monday night thing, I just wanted to let you know, all those years from NYPD Blue, why didn't ABC ever apologize for showing Dennis Franz's ass?
Absolutely. I mean, they should send a personal letter to everybody for that.
No apology needed there.
Everybody's right about this. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I think the situation, guys, is that it was a white woman and a black man.
I'm sure that's it.
Interesting.
Sure.
Well, you never know with the way this country is.
I know. I know. Rob, Rob, you don't have to tap me on the arm. I know your feelings on it, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Patrick, what's happening, dude?
Nothing. I just hear you guys talking about the Monday Night Football thing.
Yes.
And how, you know, Desperate Housewives, too, and they said pretty much the same thing.
Yes, my dullard friend, yes.
But one thing you're leaving out is the West Coast. They see the football game at 6 p.m. when kids are sitting around the television.
Oh, well, then, my God.
I agree with you guys.
Then you are right. My God, how could we possibly have that on at 6 p.m. when approximately 60 seconds on network TV, Nicolette Sheridan appeared in the Eagles dressing room wearing a towel?
You know what? This is really horrifying, and I can relate, because just yesterday, I believe it was, my son Robert, he saw my wife's shoulder, just like in that. And, you know, he hasn't been the same since.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob. You know, there. Now that I'm back to feeling better, I wanted to say this to you for the last 2 days. Just step away from the mic.
Step away.
Step away.
Wouldn't it help if I got you a picture of Carrie's shoulder?
I could sell you a picture of Carrie's shoulder.
I know. Anyone can.
Hello. Chris, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Chris.
Wow. Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
I just wanted to say I agree with you completely. I think people should just shut the freak up. I mean, all this stuff about sex on TV or whatever.
Has no one thought that?
You had a mom, didn't you? What was she doing? How did you come about? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
My favorite argument right
thank
there.
Thank you, and whatnot.
You had a mom, didn't you?
Well, everybody has weighed in on that issue. Now, so Mike calls me up, and he says, I'm so happy. I finally have moved to my new house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my phone number. That's how my phone rings at home.
That is euphoric.
I call up, and I go, you know, hello, DJ. And he says, hey, listen to this. New phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Lays the phone number on me, then says to me, I spent over an hour and a half on the phone with the company, and I kept copious notes.
Oh, yeah, I did halfway through because of the process.
Mike, lay it on us.
All right, facts. Here are the facts as they are. the facts were that I registered for my new phone online, because that's what these companies, these behemoths, want you to do nowadays, mm-hmm. because it's convenient for them. If you go online, you don't have to tie up one of their operators, one of their individuals, so you do everything online. And I did like I was told.
Correct.
I went online, and I received a tracking number and a phone number.
Good.
And the tracking number was my code, and the phone number was my password, or vice versa. So I'm tracking it, and it says you're going to have phone service on the 16th of November, which is yesterday. So I'm very, very disappointed that I'm going to have to wait approximately 8 days to get my phone service from the time I started it, when in fact what it is, it's not anybody coming out to the house, because the guy that was there before me disconnected his phone.
Turning it on?
Yeah, it's just basically, you know, programming it into a computer.
Right.
And so I went through that ordeal at the beginning when I said, is there any way to expedite this? You know, I've got TV systems that need to do callbacks with that type of thing.
Right.
And that's the last part of this. That jack for the TV is not working now. So, flash to the 17th of November, this morning, when I plug in the phone to the wall, you know, the wall saying, hey, I bet this was taken care of. And it's dead.
Mm.
Totally dead. So I take a big deep breath and realize that I have to go to their 800 number. Now, let me tell you about...
Hey, now.
I don't want to mention, you know, companies.
No, you
Verizon.
Don't.
But the 800 number that
no, you
they
don't
have,
Verizon.
The 800 number, the very first time I tried it, which mm-hmm. compelled me to go online, was actually busy.
That's 1-800-POUND-SAND.
It might as well be. And that number was busy. I finally got through today. And I get through, and they say, of course, all of our operators are busy. I call the main number. All of our operators are busy. It's 10 to 15 minutes. But I'm just sitting there. No problem.
All right.
Hey, I'm at the beginning of this. No problem. Finally, I get through on the main number. The main number person tells me that I have to be transferred. This is after I give my tracking number and my phone number to this one individual.
Right.
This will come back again because, frankly, that, in my mind, was the only time I really should have to give that number. They plug you into the computer. Doesn't work that
okay.
way.
All right.
It goes through the whole chain. So the person at the main number tells me that I will be transferred to the person in my area. I'm back on hold.
Mm.
With the kind of Muzak that's on hold, everybody's heard this before when you call a major conglomerate where it fades in and out, so it's kind of like...
And it's always bad music. It's always the worst music. I'm never gonna fall in love again. Was that the song you were doing?
Yes, yeah, Burt Bacharach in Muzak. Fading out, though, because at one point it faded out so much that all I could hear, I thought someone was breathing. And I said, hello, but it wasn't because it was the Muzak going... And so I'm approaching the 20-minute mark, I would say conservatively at this point, after the second person puts me on hold to be transferred to the person for what I was told, my area.
Your area.
All right. I get to the person who is in supposedly my area. She says, what is your name? Can you have the tracking number and the phone number? I give it up again. She said, oh, okay, you're going to need to speak to a supervisor. Can you please hold? We are well past we're past the half hour mark at this
okay.
point. All right, those three calls took the most amount of time.
Did you ever say, "Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?"
Thank you, Rob.
Said I need to speak with a supervisor. Supervisor comes on, and this is exactly what the supervisor. This is after now I've given my tracking number, my phone number, and my name to I think two or three individuals. I'm losing track here. The supervisor comes on and says, hello. That's how I'm greeted. Hello. I said, hi. Yes, can I help you? So I start all over again with the whole spiel
okay.
about my service not being turned on when it was going to turn on. She says, what can I help you with? I tell her that, and then she says, oh, you need to speak with our repair department. I think I'm on person number four.
Okay.
Maybe three or four, all right? Says, I need to speak with repair. The repair person came on relatively quickly. I think it was 8 or 9 minutes. It was rapid for the other people. 8 or 9 minutes, repair person comes in. I give the whole spiel. Again, it's, hello, what's your phone number?
What's your
I've done
number?
It now. I've given my phone number and all my information out at least four times to people, and I am beginning to show moderate signs of stress, but I'm still maintaining my composure.
I think when you get home tonight, your phones are going to be turned off.
They're on now.
The more you talk about this.
Okay. She says to me, at this point, a new number comes into play. All right? A number I hadn't heard of. All I'd heard of was my phone number and my tracking number. She says, what's your order number? I said, you mean my tracking number? No, your order number. I said, I was never aware of an order number. She said, you didn't get an order number? I said, I thought that's what I just said. I told the other three or four people that I've just spoken with that I have a tracking number. She said, wait a minute. Let me see if I can get your order number. I'm going to have to see if I can track that down. This is person four. I'm being conservative. I'm giving Verizon the benefit of the doubt by saying four. Because
can you hear me now?
It's five. So even though I provided the person with my new phone number and my tracking number, I now have an order number that is missing. This takes now another 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
I'm not exactly counting the minutes now. I'm sitting with my, brain cancer cell phone, losing its battery power, as it's heating up. You know the way they get hot?
Yeah.
Right now you could fry an egg on this cell phone because my sweaty head has been pressed up against this thing for the better part of an hour. So this person goes around. This is the person needs to, the super repair says, needs to speak with somebody, get my order number, blah, blah, blah. I now have a phone number. They track it. I'm then transferred. She gets back on. She says, well, you have to be transferred to another woman. I have to transfer you to the business department.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going on. And at this point, I'm like, I've talked to five people. I've talked to five people who sound like they could be twins. They really do. Quintuplets, it really should be. So I'm on number five. I'm transferred to this lady. She says, I can't bring up your order. Three times she gets back on the line with me.
Yeah.
Please be patient. We're trying to bring it up. I'm like, patience? That's my middle name. And she says she needs to make some calls, plural, to find out what my order number is, which I don't understand why they need the order number when I've given them my phone number and a tracking number. I give them my Social Security. I'll give them a goddamn thumbprint.
All right, now, there you go. There you go, breaking God's rule.
She gets back on the phone, and she asks me for my tracking number. At this point, I'm getting a little giddy because, of course, here it is. I've given it to six other people.
I bet you got it memorized by now.
I might as well. No, it's a complicated one. It was like a letter and a bunch of little numbers.
Okay.
But I know it started with a W, okay? Ooh, I'm out now. Everybody's going to find out where I am. So I give her the tracking number, which I give her along with my, and then she comes out and she goes, here's the phone number, the tracking number. She goes, there's your order number. Oh, I have an order number now. Well, I guess we're set, right? We're ready to go.
Yes?
No.
Why? Why?
I don't know, Don, because what she said to me, I've got it now. It'll just be a minute. I'm memorizing the Muzak right now. And I'm wondering also, this is why that 800 number is tied up. Because one person with one simple problem, you were supposed to turn my phone on yesterday. You didn't turn it on.
Okay, Peter. Okay.
And it's not done. That's all
down
I want. It's my simple little problem.
Down in front.
She gets back on to you. Okay, we found the order number. We think we're all this set. Do you have someone coming out to your house for service? I said, no! I said, no. The guy that was in the house before has the phone jacks. He shut his phone service off. Lady, slacker, moron.
No, you didn't really say that.
I didn't call her that. You know what my demeanor was on the phone?
What?
The man that was here, incidentally, you're the sixth or seventh person that I've talked to. The man that was here had phone service. He's got jacks all through the house. He said he would just turn his off, and I just had to turn mine on. I spoke to another
person. Should have talked like O'Reilly.
No problem at all.
It's the best phone ever.
It's the best phone of all time.
Best phone of all time. That's it.
Then she gets back on the line. This is the last lady who probably took the most time. She was, I must say, pleasant. She was not unpleasant.
Good.
She was as pleasant as she was stupid. So that balance.
That's a nice compliment.
I cannot tolerate.
That's a really nice
compliment. What I totally don't tolerate is stupidity and a bad attitude at the same time. That's not tolerable.
How could that be?
But if you're with me.
I'm stupid and I've got a bad attitude all the time.
If you're unpleasant,
I'm unpleasant.
And you're a moron.
I'm a moron.
I'm talking about the phone company.
So am I.
She was pleasantly idiotic.
So am I.
That's and so this is now, I'm approaching the 1.5 hour mark, and I'm really, I can't feel my ear.
Well, you're a
my ear, I believe, has gotten some sort of low-grade radiation.
You're a busy man. You have conch fritters that you have to put in the deep fryer.
I had some Phillips crab cakes that I was going to cook for myself for lunch.
Look around cafe.
I was thinking about the look around cafe.
No, the cafe, it's on autopilot. And let me just say, the cafe runs a hell of a lot better than Verizon. So she gets back on the line and she says, okay, we found your order number. We've tracked it. It got gummed up in the system.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how it gets gummed up. I'm not aware that they have Wrigley Spearmint in their computers, but it got gummed up. And I'm like, oh, so so it can be turned on. She said, yes. We anticipate that you should have phone service in 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
And at this point, I go into my, all right, I'll tell you the truth. I broke down and I sobbed. I said, I've been on the phone for an hour and a half with you. Is there any way you could expedite this? She says, she comes back, and this is the answer she gives me. She's not unpleasant. Remember, I said that. She says, yeah.
She's not unpleasant, just stupid.
She says, your phone server should be on in 3 or 4 hours. I said, I really was counting on it today. I want to get that number out to some people. I've got a computer that has to do a callback, and I've got some TVs that need to do callbacks, too.
Yes.
Can we get it expedited? And she says, this is the answer. After telling me it'll be 3 or 4 hours, she says, yeah. What we'll do is I'll look at it, and I would say it should be on in 3 or 4 hours. I'm not lying, Buzz.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Well, that's much better.
And at this point, I said, thank you.
She said, I believe.
Have a nice day, and thank you for using Verizon.
Kevin, Don and Mike show. Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hi, Kevin. Hey.
All right, my particular complaint isn't with the people of Verizon. It's the computer. They have like a computer-generated voice sometimes, and it would go,
I would have welcomed it, sir.
Has anybody checked to see if they've canceled their advertising yet?
I would have welcomed it.
It's going to take them several hours to make that
now,
call.
Now, would you like the happy ending? The happy ending is that the phone was turned on within the hour.
Well, hallelujah.
So the last lady I spoke to who was pleasant, I think she was, well, see, I shouldn't have said she was stupid. Because maybe she's the one that did get it eventually done. But it was a wonderful hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful hour and a half, and I believe, seriously, if you look at the top of my ear, you'll still see the little slats from the
burn mark.
The burn mark from the phone.
Like
grill marks.
The moral of the story is...
What's the moral?
We don't need phones. Check out. Communicate the way people used to. Drive to your friend's house.
Drums.
Yeah.
Use a computer. Just do it all
the
time. They
used to do it like the back of the Wild Wild West. They would just hop into their big SUVs and drive to somebody's
house.
And before they had telephones.
And throw a message on the lawn.
Uh-huh.
Like a message wrapped in like red ribbon.
That's right. They'd get
the old proclamation.
Get their nice big navigator and drive it over and say, hey, where are ye?
Oh, boy. There's that message on the lawn. That must be my King Hump neighbor, Mike. Who doesn't use phones because he had a nervous breakdown talking to Verizon.
Okay, so are you okay now? Are you okay now? Can you hear me now, Mike?
Well?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but I went to do my TV callback thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Just one last thing.
Okay, but you got to hurry because we got to hit a break.
This is how they get you. How they get you is, okay, it's satellite television, right?
Yeah.
It's satellite, right? It's computer over.
Yes.
But what do the satellites have to use? A phone line.
Right.
Right, but that
right?
That doesn't matter anymore.
Fall back. We have to check.
You've given up phones.
No, I haven't.
You just said you've given up phones.
No, but my TV doesn't work. They're not going to give me my service if it doesn't call back. And then the one jack that I checked right before I left isn't working. So now, guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to get a repairman out there. All right? Won't that be fun? See you Valentine's Day. If I'm lucky.
Okay.
If I'm at the head of the line.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Felt good to get it out of my system.
Okay, I'm glad you got it out of your system.
But I thought they were wonderful.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind.
The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boom, boom.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bertha Bud Boogie.
The party was jumping.
DynamiteWebsite.com. That's the official website for the show.
The whistles.
You want to go to everyone, almost 900,000 people that visited our website yesterday.
Wow.
Here's a commercial. Pick up the gala Christmas issue of Playboy today. Get into the spirit of the season, the college hoop season, with the college... This is such a good song.
What's up, bud?
Boogie.
Boogie.
And you don't hear this anywhere else.
I think there's a reason for that one. College hoop season with a college basketball preview of the December Playboy.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you, Dawn. Featuring Denise Richards. That's on newsstands now.
The ground started shaking.
And I know that, I'll listen to the whole song. I'll keep it turned up.
The ground started shaking.
We had Phil Kogan, even though we called him Keegan yesterday.
We didn't know.
From The Amazing Race on the show. Did you catch it at all last night?
I did not.
Here's what was great about it and why you would have loved it. Oh, and I know we got a Jew to Jew thing here, so we're going to fly.
Okay.
They had to go to Iceland.
Oh.
And as we know from when we went to Iceland and broadcast there a couple of years ago, Iceland is about as big as Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And you arrive at the airport and you go to is it Reykjavik? Is that
Reykjavik.
Yeah, Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the only town. They have a shopping mall.
Yeah, Iceland is as big as Rhode Island.
It's an hour away.
A smaller population.
And Rob called me at about 9:15 and said, oh, my God, look at that airport. It's the same airport. They're in the same buses.
Yeah.
They're taking the same ride to town. And you know where they ended up last night?
Where'd they end up?
Do you remember those gay baths that you guys...
They went to the Blue Lagoon? Oh, my God. Are they going to rebroadcast it? I hope.
Sometimes CBS does on the weekend.
Saturday? Okay, good.
Anybody that heard us when we went to Iceland, that was all the stuff that we did there.
What I remembered, I told Don, I said, do you remember how crabby we were after the overnight flight and we got there? I said, right. Look at those poor saps. They're just as angry as we were.
Take a look at that picture in the corner, Don.
Oh, I know. That's you in the fecal pool with your gay friend Buzz.
Yeah, right? with my arm around Buzz, shirtless.
We don't look crabby.
You've never looked happier.
Never a minute.
In the hot spas.
Might be my favorite picture taken with Buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for a little J to J action.
Very good.
Now, we have to hip you to this, that when Robbie set this thing up, called the guy. The guy wanted to know what type of show we were. So he did a search and he found our new website. So he knows our names are really Don and Mike.
I see.
But it doesn't mean that we still can't speak with him.
Well, it's a fascinating subject that I think everybody should be plugged into. I think this is something that...
Here's a question for you, Mike.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
What if you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't celebrate your holiday? For instance, I like Hanukkah. She likes Christmas. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I think you put the two together and come up with the name Chrismukka.
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 I got it. Chrismukka.
And what you do is...
Well, I hope we have the pronunciation correct.
You make greeting cards.
Chrismukka.
And we have many of them here before we get the man on the phone. As you can see, it says on the front, kosher fruitcake.
Yes. Mm.
You open it up and it says, it's a piece of cake. Uh-huh. Happy Kush. I'm going to screw up that pronunciation.
Chrismukka. Hard to say.
Chrismukka. Then there's another one that just says a generic thing. Here's one that has like the Star of David on it. Here's one with the Christmas tree. Rob, all of these, here's a dreidel.
Yes.
That just says, spin the dreidel. Merry Chrismukka.
I'd like to invite Mike to pronounce it Chrismukka.
Chrismukka.
And then here's...
The so-called Chrismukka cards combine icons from both holidays, such as the reindeer with the Hanukkah menorah instead of antlers.
Here is Santa Claus.
Yes.
And as you can see, well, he doesn't look like a traditional Santa Claus.
No, he's got the dreadlocks. I think that's wonderful.
And you open it up, and it says, ho, ho, oi.
Oh, that's wonderful. Combining that's both. Funny. I think that's terrific.
Not funny.
That's interfaith cards are great.
And then here's one with some matzo ball soup.
Oh, wonderful. And it's got a little snowman in there.
And you open it up. And it
what does that say?
Have a super S-O-U-P-E-R.
Oh, that's
Christmaska.
Christmaska.
Do you think he's come from the complete sheet?
Now, here's one with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There's the menorah.
And he has a menorah coming out of his head.
Oh, and it's the traditional Rudolph. I think that's beautiful.
And it says, the world would even say it glows.
Of course.
Merry Christmas.
That's terrific. And, of course, they have seasonal sayings, like Merry Mazel Tov or Oy Joy.
Oy Joy. That's the Oy
Joy. Oh, Oy Joy.
So clever.
Here's a menorah that has candy canes in it.
That's wonderful.
On this card, and it says, again, Merry Menorah.
Merry Menorah. You're combining the holidays.
And now, I'm going to need some help on the pronunciation.
All right, very good.
On the inside of this one, and then we'll call these fine people.
Well, the card, I should point out to you, has Merry Mazel Tov on the outside of it. And then inside, we wish you a Merry Christmas and L'Shana Tova.
Thank you for the pronunciation.
Thank you.
Well, so, having said that, I have so many questions. First, of course, how much?
Yes, how much?
What's my cost on this item?
What are well, these are wonderful ideas, and Merry Mazel Tov.
So, they're interfaith cards. And
yes, of course. They combine both the holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah.
Brilliant.
They're ready for the on-air call?
Expecting
all right, Rob, we'll call them.
All right, we're calling the couple. What is their name? Ron and Michelle Gumpert. Ron and Michelle.
I will be able to play a guessing game, find out who's who.
Very good.
One of them celebrates Hanukkah, the other
Christmas.com.
Yes, hello, is this Ron?
This is Ron.
Ron, this is the Don and Mike Show. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
How are you? You're doing great.
It's wonderful to meet you.
We've been going over your cards that you have here with Merry Mazel Tov, and we're very excited about the product.
Well, thank you. Can I get my Christmaka better half to pick up the phone, too? My wife, Michelle.
That would be delightful.
That would be Christmaka.
Michelle? Hi.
That would be delightful.
Happy Christmaka.
Now, we have to ask right away. Which is which? Who's the Christmas? Who's the Hanukkah?
I'm the Christmas.
Uh-huh. And Ron, you're the Hanukkah.
Jewish boy from New York.
And you've combined this interfaith couple, and you're bringing us together with Christmas.
Michelle is my shiksa goddess.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you a good shiksa, Michelle?
Of course.
That's delightful, darling.
I'll tell you the card that caught my eye, and I have a question about it.
Yeah.
The one I love is the one that I'm looking at now that has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a giant menorah coming out of the top of his head.
That's my favorite. It's the most colorful.
You open it up and it says, you would even say it glows, Merry Christmaska.
I think the most important question...
Christmaska. Mm-hmm.
Christmaska.
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 What's the pronunciation on that, Ron?
Well, with my New York accent, I just say Christmaska.
Christmas.
How do you say it from the Midwest?
Would it be acceptable to pronounce it Christmas?
Yeah, you could roll the CH.
Very good.
Oh, nice.
I'm curious, what's your biggest selling card?
The assorted cards, one of each.
So how many come in each package?
We sell them as box cards only. You know, we only started shipping these about 2-3 weeks ago.
That's fascinating. Can you tell me something?
It's only available online. We were too lame this year to get it into stores.
That's wonderful. Can you tell me something, though?
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm a member of the business. I'm in the broadcasting industry. You're here on our show.
Boy, joy.
The retail on these appears to be rather reasonable. I'm wondering if there's a way that we could do a little better for a side deal. I love these cards. I'd like to buy some. But I don't want to play retail.
Would you like to buy a gross?
I can get it for you wholesale, I think.
Wholesale. Fantastic.
Done.
You're speaking our language.
Done. Because I can't tell you how many people, I don't know what to send a card to.
Boy,
now,
joy.
Do you have a card that combines with Kwanzaa?
That has been proposed.
Hmm.
that's been proposed by a number of people, but we didn't think of that because that's not really our specialty. We know Christianity and Jewishness.
How about, I'm thinking, what would we make? Would be Chris Mukaza.
And perish the thought here. Perish
Kwanzuka.
Perish the thought. What is the retail price on the cards? Perish the thought.
They sell for $15 for a dozen cards.
That's
regularly $20.
That's beautiful.
Internet special.
That's beautiful. That's good pricing.
And Michelle, do you do the artwork on your cards?
No, I didn't do the artwork. Ron and I came up with the concepts, and we worked with a graphic designer out of San Francisco.
And Mary Muzzletoff to both of you.
I'm pretty good with numbers, and I'll tell you. Excuse me, I'm getting a cold.
Yes.
But I'll tell you that I've just
the
done the
cold and flu season. I hope you two are healthy.
I've done the math in my head. If you're hearing this and you like it, it comes to approximately $1.33 per card.
That's not bad at all.
That's a great price.
That is a great deal. And you get this pretty crowd. We've got I like the Rudolph. I like the Mary Mazeltoff as well. And you're excited about the your prospects?
Yeah, you know, we started this out of our barn. We're in the middle of a field in Montana, surrounded by mountains.
Oh, lovely.
Montana is not a place where there are a lot of Jewish people living, you know.
I've never been to Montana.
Of course, you're Jewish. That's why you've never been to Montana.
I've never been. I'd like to go. It's big sky country, isn't it?
I won't
go
there.
It is. This is the place where the Jewish people wear John Deere yarmulkes.
Oh, that's wonderful. John Deere yarmulkes.
I'd be afraid to go there, to be honest with you. I'd be afraid to go there.
You're always talking
persecuted.
Like
I'm always persecued. I'm not going to go out there. Go out
don't
west.
Do that.
Keep me out east where I'm nice and happy.
Ron,
go to my deli.
I apologize for Don, he's always talking like that.
Don't apologize for me. Don't apologize for me.
No, it's just, you see, you say something like, I'm sure it's a very nice place. Is it a nice place?
Montana's a beautiful place.
Here's the thing. You go to Montana, the best place, the closest place to get a good bagel is going to be Chicago. What are you going to
get? From Chicago and opened up a Jewish delicatessen, and they serve matzo ball soup.
Oh, in Montana?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in Bozeman, Montana.
How long have you lived in Montana?
Well, we actually lived in the San Francisco Bay Area until the summertime, and I've owned a place, some land up here, and built a house. We just moved up here full-time to raise our daughter, Mina.
I'm familiar with this one city there called Butte. Is it Butte?
No, never heard from Michelle.
I believe it's
Butte.
It's Butane. It's Butane.
What is it?
Butte.
Oh, Butte.
Butte.
That's a Butte.
What type of a name for town is that, for God's sake?
That's a Butte.
Butte is a big toxic cleanup.
And here's a question.
Oh,
here's
toxic cleanup. What do they make there? Do they have factories?
There was a mine there, and there was a big mining disaster and everything.
Oh, my.
Gold, and it's a big...
You know, you don't read about that in the New York Times.
No. In the travel section, you mean? Butte has not made it to the New York Times.
Now, who's been buying more cards? Gentiles or Jews?
Based strictly on Jewish-sounding last names, I would have
that's
to say...
That's a stereotype. I'd like to tell you right now that's a stereotype.
Let him answer the question.
That is like saying that someone whose last name ends in a vowel is an Italian and is immediately like Tony Soprano in The Mafia.
That's a wonderful show.
And he's not in The Mafia.
I enjoy that show because they've got his friend Hirsch.
Oh, he's the token Jew.
Yes, and that's...
The token Jew and the Mafia.
But they're selling equally, did you say?
I think we've actually got about 70% of the cards going to people with Jewish-sounding last names.
Now, there's one more thing I must ask you about. It has nothing to do with Christmas. That I understand that for Easter... Now, listen to this.
I've been corrected.
What's that, Mike?
For our Sopranos fans,
yes.
Jerry Adler plays the character of... Hesh. Not Hirsch.
Okay. I would like your card at the end of the show. Your card-carrying member of the greatest religion of all time. You hear left, right. You're missing these facts about important people.
Jerry Adler, Hesh, Sopranos. Thank you.
What about this for Easter? You've got something called the Rabbi Rabbit.
Rabbi Rabbit. Is that your idea too, Kim?
I love this idea.
We're just looking around the idea. That might just push it over the edge, you know?
And you're going to call the holiday Easter over?
We've been kicking it around. We have to kind of do our market research on that one. It might just be a little bit offensive.
It sounds to me like an egg order, Easter over. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is already a Haifa matzah tradition. So Easter
over.
You know, I would die right now for an egg cream.
Oh.
I almost said a leg cream.
Now,
I thinking?
I bet you can't get an egg cream in Montana.
Probably about as easily as you can get it in Virginia.
That's right. You can't get them in Virginia either.
You can find them in Virginia. I'll tell you a place. Tell
me where I can
find.
Lower
East Side of Manhattan.
I'll tell you somewhere I've been.
Tell me where I can find an egg cream in Virginia.
Okay, maybe not in Virginia. But
right.
What about in Indiana?
Indiana?
And what about in Canada? There are many, many towns.
So you
and
can get egg creams?
You get egg creams.
I don't know.
I've been overseas to Asia.
I'd love
to. When I was in Asia, I saw many of those people, and they were enjoying them.
Egg creams?
Yes, in Asia.
No. It was probably
all the little Japanese men walked around and said, they would say, this is the best egg cream I ever had.
If you're going to go to Asia, I suggest you only go on Sunday.
Excuse me for the stereotype. I didn't mean that. No offense to any Asians.
These cards are very pretty.
Bill's Parcells would say.
Are you happy with the outcome?
Yeah, it's taken off much faster than I really ever expected.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Let me mention
happy for both of them.
The website, again, is www.chrismukkah.com. I'll spell that for you.
Yes.
It's C-H-R-I-S. MUKKAH.com.
That's www.chrismukkah.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you send in lots of emails and orders to us, my mother, who's about to arrive at the local airport here in about 2 hours, will be very proud of me.
Oh, I bet it's one of those propellers because Montana is such a rural place, isn't it?
They are. They're little planes, yeah.
Little tiny
planes.
Montana. What, you couldn't afford a plane that doesn't have propellers for your mother to fly to Montana to see you?
The Chrismukkah Learjet, you mean?
Since you're the Chrismukkah moguls here. You've
got to come up with some way to deliver all those Chrismukkah presents.
That's funny.
Do you like Santa?
Santa Fish on any
other side? I like Hanukkah Harry, actually.
Hanukkah Harry.
Who is Hanukkah Harry? For goodness sakes.
Yeah, it was a lame attempt for us when we were growing up not to feel jealous and during the
Hanukkah Harry. Well, you seem like you're well on your way, you two. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on our show.
And we hope to see many Christmas Todds out there.
It's beautiful.
Thanks very much.
It's an interfaith couple joining us on the show mm-hmm. today.
Ron and Michelle, have a fabulous day.
So buy these cards. Let me say Merry Mazel Tov, and I'm looking forward to Easter over with Rabbi Rabbit.
Oy, joy to both of you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care now.
Take care. Bye.
Shalom. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Come on, that's fun.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
And now the best part.
Oy, joy.
Call
yeah.
Get to call yes. back.
Rob Stein there. Will be calling back to see how everything went.
See how it went.
Oh.
You know, that was a different Jew to Jew. We didn't introduce the segment as Jew to Jew.
No,
right?
And we didn't, adopt our personas of Dr. Ronald Goldstein and...
attorney at law.
Michael Goodman.
Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
We had to just be ourselves. In Montana.
Hi, Ron, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How you doing? Oh, it was great. How do you think it went? Yeah, they're not very high-pressure guys, but I bet you get a lot of action on your website. We'd love to hear back from you, and if you do come out with that Easter stuff, send it right along.
Not a clue from this
and
guy.
And have a great holiday. Both of you. Bye-bye.
Rob, I take it that went well.
They liked it.
He said, that was very relaxed.
That would be the word that would describe it.
He's delighted. He'll be in touch. He
wonderful.
Wants to come back up for
thank
Easter.
You, Robbie, I bet
that's relaxed.
That's wonderful. But what other way should you be?
Now, when can we talk to the Doggles people?
Doggles?
That was last week.
Yes.
Doggles.
Joe Ottinger didn't get me my doggles. But he's had an injury.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He's back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like my body.
Hi there.
Honored to be on our next performer's new video. want this guy to produce my, to make me beautiful duet.
All right.
Because he's freaking genius.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Unless a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Even tastier than a nice gay mocha. The Don and Mike Show.
ANSBW.
Figure it out, fellas.
Thank you, Dude Walker.
Anna Nicole Smith, boozy whore.
Banana Cole Smith. Banana Cole Smith. That was the name of the Groners yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Banana Nicole.
I hope he produces. I love it. It's the best public drunk I've ever seen.
Really? Better than
me?
Better than you throwing Dennis Reason to the live electrical wires?
Well, you are just back, aren't you? You're full of vinegar today.
He feels better.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, I do feel great.
Boy, he's bouncing off the walls today, Frida.
I feel great. I feel so good. I love being on the show, and I hate being on the show, and I feel bad.
Yeah.
I really do. I hate everybody when I'm sick.
I know.
But you, darling?
I think you're pleasant to be around.
You will?
Shut up, Mike.
It's not tough for any of us.
Oh, come on. Hey, I treated you with extra double special kid gloves because I know that you're sensitive like that.
You treated me great. You treat everybody great. You try very hard. I don't like hearing you when you're sick. It's because it's...
I don't either.
It is really... Yes, I forgot it was the day before yesterday. It was painful
Monday,
to hear you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exhausting because all I'm thinking about... I'm not thinking about you. I'm just thinking about how I'm going to get it.
Because, well, I think you're safe now.
I hope so.
You know, she's still got it. The carrier has still got it.
Really?
Don't you, baby?
I'm not the carrier. I got it from you. Yep. And you just got it again.
I thought Bart was the carrier.
Bart might have been the carrier, but I think...
Marsha was the carrier.
I thought Frida got it. I mean, in our house. I mean, we kid about you and Marsha, but I think as long as you're not having a lesbian affair with Marsha, that it started with you. You still got a bit of the creeping crud.
I got it from you. You forget. Remember, you were so sick, and then I got it from you, and then you got it again.
Well,
it came back to you.
Anyway, whatever. I'm just glad I'm feeling better.
You are just like Tiny Tim. I was ready to put the little stool by the fireplace, you know, in the crutch, because you're so... You just feel your pain so much, my darling.
And listen, that's why I think I mentioned this yesterday when I, you know, and forgive me for saying something nice about you yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He gave you the nicest compliment I can ever remember him giving you.
I said that when I was all, you know, getting the chills and everything, you came up with it, changed the blankets, got me the heating pad, and your comment to me at the time, I believe, was, I'll take care of you. You just have to tell me when you're sick. And the problem is that you have me so trained now. Anytime I'm sick, I think the answer that my wife that I would give to her, she'd say, "How are you feeling?" I would just say, "You don't want to know."
No.
That's the easiest way to handle it.
Yeah, when I ask you how you feel, obviously I do want to know, because
no,
I wouldn't have asked you if I...
No, you don't, because if I don't feel good, you don't want to hear it.
If I ask you, I do want to know. You're being passive-aggressive when you say you don't want to know, and you say it in that Joan Crawford voice.
Now,
you know?
Now here's the thing.
Well, just out of curiosity,
yeah. Here is no
what would the
Crawford.
What would the Joan there Crawford voice Joan sound like when he
you
says...
You don't want to know.
I sit up there and say things, you know, when she's not there. You know, would it kill you? Would it freaking kill you to come up and see how I'm doing? I'm laying here in my own stink for 4 days.
Bring me the axe.
Listen, first off, hey, how about my wife on that website, huh?
Yeah.
Boy,
wow.
She have one annoying voice, but now you see why I've kept my marriage all these years.
Everybody looks great on that website.
Yeah.
You really do, baby. And,
well, you got to remember, even Oprah looks beautiful in her pictures.
That's DonAndMikeWebsite.com. And here's why I'm calling you. I am so excited. I was talking with Robbie today and the boys in the office about Thanksgiving. The body count is so down this year at our house for Thanksgiving. I'm ecstatic. And Buzz came to me yesterday and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry that we can't make it. Marsha and I had other plans. We didn't know." And, you know, I was being nice to Buzz, but what I didn't say to you at the time was, that's just two more off the list.
Yeah. Well, I realized that. I figured that out.
After years and years of having every member of my wife's family crawl out from under a rock to come cram into our place, this year, they're dropping like flies.
I wonder why they think that they're less than welcome.
They are absolutely dropping like flies. I love it. I believe the current total for Thanksgiving may be under 10.
Wonderful.
Wow.
And I would love that. Oh, baby.
Yeah, you can always dream. Grandma's old, too.
What a horrible thing to say.
What did you say?
For your spirit, with your loving Thanksgiving spirit.
Grandma might not be there for Thanksgiving.
Well, she said that about her mother. I didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
I didn't say you said that.
I said she said that.
I know, I didn't hear what she said, though.
Right.
I wanted to reiterate.
It was a death comment.
I wanted to reiterate the point that my wife just said, that her own sainted mother might be dead by Thanksgiving.
To you on your level of just having it be just you and your turkey.
Well, and my turducken. And
hasn't the ultimate Thanksgiving for you been like the one from the movie Broadway Danny Rose? That's an old reference, folks. But if you know that movie,
I hope you enjoyed it. That's it exactly.
Hey, it tastes just like the real.
All right, baby. I'll see you later. I love you.
All right. I know you're much more loving than you didn't mean that. But we're going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving nonetheless.
And I know you're much more loving than you appeared this morning when I dared to, for the first time in weeks, put my hand on your bare shoulder and I felt that cold metal clamp of your arm coming over and.
You put your hand on my shoulder. When you're feeling better, I should know, because it's like honk honk. I mean, there's nothing tender about it.
Now watch it. We don't do the dirty stuff anymore.
I didn't say anything dirty. I said honk honk.
Okay.
Wow.
People get honk honk.
I do.
I don't know people think in their minds. I didn't say anything bad. But what I'm saying is, you know, I should have known that you were feeling up to sorts. But sugar, you know.
I'm used to your rebuttals.
Frida. I was paying bills. You came up and did your honk honk move.
Frida took her funny pills today.
Okay. I'll see you. Goodbye, darling. I love you.
I love you, too.
Are you going to your crazy feng shui doctor today?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Get me some more of those roots, just in case.
The roots. Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later. There she is.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. I'm romantic, Mike.
I know you are. You're an incurable romantic.
Johnny's feeling better.
Baby.
Honk, honk.
What's happening? And, you know, you guys have been there. I get that hand on my hand, and then she just takes my hand and puts it down on the counter. She's like, no, not now.
Oh, no.
Stop it.
You know, like I'm a dog asking for, no, not now.
Down, boy.
Stupid.
Please stop it.
Not
you.
Now. So, we got music for this, Rob?
Yes, number one.
Yeah, number one. Here we go. Now, this is some history that we want to talk about on the show. How many times have we heard these stories about some college that's offering a class in something stupid?
Yeah.
At Centenary College in Hackettstown, New Jersey, where the tuition, incidentally, is $18,000.
Oh, my God.
They're having a class on reality TV. Beth Ann found these people. We have a professor and a student joining us now. Professor Flater?
Yes.
And Caitlin?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
No, I won't talk like that.
This sounds like a great college course.
It is. I have so much fun in it.
Now, who is that, Caitlin?
This is Caitlin, yes.
Of course, Caitlin. You'll have a great time in it.
What's your major, Caitlin?
I'm a psych major.
A psych major?
Yes.
Tell us how many credits do you get for your reality TV class?
I believe it's 4.
4 credits. Now, yes. Caitlin, I mentioned that the tuition is $18,000 a year.
Yes.
Do your mom and daddy know that the money's going for you to spend, hold on, what does it say here? 60, yes. Part of the class is they watch 60 reality shows.
Wow. In totality, Professor?
Yeah. Wow.
Excuse me, Don and Mike?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Professor Flater, and actually that's incorrect.
Oh, is that?
All right. Yeah, you sound like you're kind of far away, Professor. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. If you wouldn't mind just speaking up a little bit.
Okay. The students watch film clips
of the reality television, and then we use those ideas and teach skills of success at college and as young adults.
Hold on, hold on. This is where this really just does not hold water.
Are you skeptical?
Is it true or not true that on the very first day of class, your students had to perform songs, original songs, like they were on American Idol?
Yes, that's true.
Wow.
Breaker.
Are you pretty jam-packed in this class? Tough to get into this one?
Oh, I got to bet.
Yes, it is full.
It's full. Now, what you say you watch reality TV clips to figure out strategies on how to succeed in life and in college. What are the most popular reality shows that you use for these methods?
The Apprentice.
Honey,
interviewing techniques.
Honey, you know The Apprentice is a fake TV show. That's really not how the real world is.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Good. What else? What else besides The Apprentice?
What other shows? Well, they've watched The Real World, of course.
Yeah, The Real World.
You're going to learn a lot from that.
Unfortunately, yeah. But yeah. It also has to do with the casting. We realize we understand more based on why these people are picked to be in the reality TV show in which they are. For example, you have the leader in the group who's going to...
Honey, this is silly. Come on. Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm going to talk to Kristen here, Caitlin for a second.
Okay.
Caitlin, may I ask you, my name's Don. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18. I have a son that's 19. He goes to Clemson University down south.
Cool.
Caitlin, I think I get where you're coming from on this. I mean, if I was in your position, I'd take this class every day, all day. You're not, darling. You're not going to learn anything that's going to help you in
now
the
you're
world.
Insulting, you're insulting that's... the professor.
Well, I don't mean to, much.
Is the professor there?
Yes,
she is.
I am.
Any spirited debate from you on this, professor?
Really feel like a spirited debate would, I don't want to bring it down to that level. This is an academic course that has assessments. We have papers that are due. The students have done research on reality, the history of reality. Which is part of, entertainment and will increase your ratings, and I'm glad for you. But in reality, they are.
Well, honey, what did you say about our ratings, ma'am?
That it'll increase your ratings if you can convince everybody that we're teaching a stupid course, which is what you...
How would that increase our ratings?
Well, I didn't say it was... I don't think we're saying it's a stupid course.
I may have said that, Mike.
I think it would be a fun course to take.
It's a lot of fun.
And really, I mean,
fun.
Would you...
Would learn about themselves, yes.
Are you tough on these students in this format?
Yes.
We can cut to the chase. Now, Caitlin, are you, you're in the course right now, right?
Yes, I'm presently in the course.
So you're just past the, you're coming up on finals, right?
Yeah.
You got finals, so give me
so
three, give
what's,
me
what's,
three,
what's,
hold on, let me ask
question?
You, let me
oh,
ask,
I
wait, wait, let me ask her, let me ask her. Give me three things
what's
that you have learned.
Like, fear factor.
Let me, give me three things that you've learned.
Well, we've learned how we work in groups, the different types of leadership in groups, and...
Uh-huh.
Your personality traits.
Uh-huh.
What type of personality you have.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we've learned what type of love life we could possibly have.
Well, that's why you go to college, isn't it? To learn what kind of love life you're going to have.
Actually, yeah, because this course teaches you a lot about yourself as opposed to
Honey,
past and history.
Couldn't you learn more by watching, According to Jim? I mean, there's good family values in According
to Jim. Is that the college course that you would teach, is According
to
Jim?
I know it's not reality.
Watch all the episodes of According to Jim so you can learn life's lessons.
Listen, I'll stop kidding around. Caitlin, will you write a dissertation on Temptation Island?
we're having fun with this. I guess the professor and Caitlin don't want to.
You must have a sense of humor.
We do, but we're really proud of the class. It's called a freshman experience class.
It's called a freshman pass. That's what that's
at
called.
College.
That's called.
All right.
How'd you like to sleep on Thursday and Friday?
Okay.
That's great. Just watch TV and come to class on Monday.
I tell you what.
Yes.
A couple seconds and I'll explain it.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, ma'am.
It's freshman. Any freshman that that enters Centenary College takes a course in what's called freshman experience. It is set up to be taught about anything academic that we as professors want to teach. The sociology professor, the psychology professor, and the social work professor wanted to teach using pop culture these issues that students need, young adults need to learn in order to be successful as they age.
Got
to
be a big homework night for you tonight, Caitlin. For God's
they
sakes,
do
The
papers,
Bachelor,
they do research,
Wife Swap, Nanny 911.
I'll wait. You are talking.
America's Next Top Model.
Biggest Loser.
Wow. Yeah, that was last night, Mike.
No, sorry.
But still, a lot of stuff tonight.
The Freshman Experience is set out to have the students bond with each other, and they perform group activities.
Honey,
I want to go back to college.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a tree hugger.
I want to go back. I want to be like Rodney Dangerfield and go back to.
Fly.
I'd be standing. You would too. You'd be standing in line for this course.
I'm a tree hugger. I love the thought that you would go to college and get credit for watching television. Really, if I ever went to college, that would have been what I absolutely would have majored.
I'll tell you, it would beat the hell out of my very first college course, which was Introduction to Philosophy. And I walked out of that course at a 98-degree night, and I swear to God, I thought that I wasn't college material.
You got anything like that, Caitlin? You got any tough courses?
Oh, of course I do.
What's your toughest course, Caitlin?
Next semester, actually, I'm taking forensic psychology.
Forensic psychology?
Ooh,
yeah. Ooh, that's
good. Will you be able to watch CSI for that show?
And a professor?
Nobody wants to laugh.
Professor, what is the toughest course you teach?
Personality theory and assessment.
So it's, you're a psychology professor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. Any theories on us?
Yeah, exactly. Could you give us a little assessment of the gentleman that have interviewed you today?
Actually, I would have to have a lot more time.
Welcome.
You need more time to figure out what I'm all about?
Not what to figure out, but in order to tell your listeners who you really are, I'd be here for hours.
Really?
So you could do a case study on us?
Someone who speaks the truth.
Definitely could.
Somebody who's just cutting through the layers of whatever it is here to say.
I know that your purpose was to have fun and enjoy it, but we do take the classes seriously, and why
wouldn't you when you're looking at tapes of my big fat obnoxious boss? Why wouldn't you take?
You don't look at that one.
But that one you don't look at. Why is that? Why is that, ma'am?
I don't know why, but we don't choose to watch that one. We use The Bachelorette and the more mainstream ones. The most popular ones that have been around for a while.
You know, if you use my big, fat, obnoxious boss, you could definitely analyze the patterns of deception.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's all that show is about, and I think that would be, you know, I don't know if you can change things in midstream. Obviously, you got finals coming up. The course is almost over for this semester, but boy, that just teaches you how to really get over on people.
That's true, and actually, that's a great suggestion for next year when we run the course again.
I'd be happy to teach a satellite course, be a guest professor.
Wonderful. I'll keep your name on file.
Thank you.
Well, what if two shows are on at the same time? Do your students have to buy TiVo?
They don't have to watch the shows every evening. That's the point you're missing.
Ah.
Oh, they don't.
That's not their homework. Their homework is to watch vignettes of it or discuss it with the class based on what we're teaching them.
Now, I want to thank both of you for being on the show before we take a couple of calls here for 1 minute or so from our audience, if it's okay.
Okay.
We have Kirk in Buffalo. Kirk, you're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi, Mike. Now, she teaches at Centenary College. Is that correct?
She's on. You're on the line with the professor.
Yeah, she's right. Centenary College in Hackensack.
Hello, professor.
Yes. Hackensack.
I'm a teacher. I'm a high school teacher, and I teach a cinema class, and I know what it is. It's a class to get kids through to graduation.
No,
this sounds like it does. I hate to agree with Dan. Well, I don't.
Oh,
know.
No, but sir, are you sure that's not sour grapes because you're still on the high school level?
In my syllabus yet. He would be speaking that way if he saw how much work these kids have to do every day.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right, darling. Well, listen, both of you, teacher and student, thank you for being on the show.
We were just trying to have a little fun. We hope you had fun too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Kristen, way to go, honey. That's four credits.
Caitlin,
I'm sorry. Caitlin, that's four credits you will never have to worry about.
And Caitlin, you did a fantastic job, and you know, you're to be commended on this. And straight A's for Caitlin, professor?
Actually, she is an A student. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you lecture?
Be proud.
Do you lecture?
Students that are failing because they're not doing the work.
Oh, you know, we didn't ask that question. I was going to ask that question. Is there anybody that's going to fail your class?
Those have to be.
Quite honestly, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the biggest losers.
Wow.
There's a lot of work involved.
Okay.
And
right.
Professor, do you speak often of Ryan Seacrest in your class?
No, we try not to say his name.
Have you thought about turning your class into a reality show?
Oh, Buzz. Oh, there's Naughty Buzz.
Actually, that is part of what we do.
Oh.
Try to talk to them about how reality television sort of mirrors life.
Of course it does.
Really
sure it does.
Right.
Wow. Of course it does. Sure it does.
Professor, do you know how to pronounce the name of the host of The Amazing Race?
I don't watch that one either.
Oh, that's a big one.
We interviewed him yesterday for about 20 minutes, and we had his name wrong.
It's Kagan, not Keegan.
Kogan.
No, Kogan.
No, it looks like Keegan.
We called him Phil Keegan, and he was actually Phil Kogan. And that's a lesson for you, Caitlin, if you ever go into broadcasting.
Thank you for that information.
Get the name of the subject correct.
All right, thank you both.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, ladies.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Buzz wins the award.
Yes. Buzz has got the honk honk too. Buzz is the honk. Have you thought about turning the class into a reality show?
And free ride? Are you kidding me?
You know what I mean?
Watch TV and get college credit, please.
Absolutely. I took them in college.
Oh, if there was a class that had the phrase "in film" in it, I was there.
If there was a class that had the word "earth" in it,
I'd all of those.
Anything science, earth science. You want? When I was in college, you wanted to see the biggest mallet heads. You go into the earth. Hello, well, we're taking earth science.
Guys, you failed that too.
Guys, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just weight room modification, man. Testosterone. We in the middle of camp.
Big word. That's big word. That's what happened.
What's that word again? Testosterone.
Yeah, all that big stuff.
At home, say it. Testosterone.
Yeah. See, now he got a little Princeton. I guess he went to school at. I don't know. I went to Savannah State. You know what I mean? So we talk real illiterate at Savannah State. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Riveting to know when that tape would end.
Hey, the jokes stop now.
Okay.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Say no more. In a couple of seconds, we got a great prize today. 5-day, 4-night cruise for two aboard a Carnival cruise ship. Round trip air to your nearest Carnival cruise getaway, along with $1,000, courtesy of AOL for broadband. We'll give that away in a couple of seconds. Yeah, let's hear it for AOL.
Yay.
And tomorrow on the show, I'll be reading this again.
Yeah.
Rich Eisen will be on the show Friday. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower.
Rich Eisen.
That's him.
What sort of man is he?
I think he's a bold man.
A bold man. Mm-hmm.
Strong man. Proud man. A lawman.
A lawman.
Last night on the Larry King Show, Arnold was on.
Ah.
And I asked Beth Ann to tape the show, and she came into the office today. She said, "I've got the tape." Arnold didn't say anything funny.
Huh.
I said,
"Was he being gubernatorial?"
Yeah, I said, "Arnold's not a funny guy. We just love hearing him speak."
Right.
So without having heard this, here are a couple of highlights with Arnold and Larry last night.
If a poor Californian can obtain a drug from Montreal for a third less than they pay in Santa Monica, yes, why can't they?
Yes. Well, it's against the federal law.
But why? But some states are already a passing law.
Shut up, Larry. Let him talk.
They can go straight.
Larry, a state cannot pass a law that is illegal. They may pass the law, but it is illegal.
It is illegal.
He's scaring me more. He's scaring me a little bit.
Here's another one. Right, Amanda Arnold.
He kind of knew his stuff there, you know.
Here we go.
Is it hard being married to someone whose political persuasion is not yours?
No, not at all. I've never had a problem with Maria, and
what was that? Not at all?
No, not at all.
Is it hard being married to someone whose political persuasion is not yours?
No, not at all. I've never had a problem with Maria, and she has never had a problem with me.
Yodel. It's time for Nancy Yodel. Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood on the phone. I'll get back to this Larry King thing in a second. Access Hollywood tonight, 7:30 in D.C. on NBC4. Around the country, pleased to be checking your local listings. And Nancy, how have you been?
How have you been?
You've been great. Nancy, I know you're concerned. Thank you for the many, many cards and phone calls you sent. I am feeling better. Thank you.
I am so glad that you're feeling better, because I was really worried about my...
I know. You
precious
care. You care.
...filled cupcakes with icing on top.
That's my sugar plum. Tonight on Access Hollywood, before you tell us about how you guys are going to cover this Monday Night Football thing, I believe I summarized the feelings of most right-thinking Americans. This is friggin' nuts. The clip that they showed on Monday Night Football of Nicole Sheriffin was not sexual. There was no real nudity. And they run Desperate Housewives at the exact same time on Sunday night.
And we talked about the car wash scene, which is much more racy than that thing.
All right, so what do you have tonight about this?
Well, we talk about the controversy, and we have the ABC apology for it on there, and we have different people talking about it and what resulted from it. But, you know, I kind of got to say I got to agree. But you see, it's got everybody talking about it. It's, you know, given a lot more publicity for the show, which is already such a big hit.
So, and Nancy,
I don't know if ABC minds if there was a real controversy.
I'm sure they don't care. But I also find it disconcerting that it allegedly was so awful that kids couldn't see it. Yet, if you get up today and you watch the Today Show or any of these shows, they're showing the whole thing a million times. Not that it's, you know.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy. Right. Well, this is so horrible, but we're going to show it to you again, and again, and again.
So, Nancy, what's
the thing that people get upset about is that they think that they're expecting one thing. You know, they're expecting football, and also this is thrown in. And I think that's why they got so upset at the whole Janet Jackson thing, because they didn't tune in for that. You know, if you tune in for Desperate Housewives, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but
tune in for football, and all of a sudden your children are watching this, and they're like...
But, Nancy, that's such crap. You know, if you watch Monday Night Football, and I watch it every week, about a month ago they had Kelly Ripa, who I really like. She did an opening segment where she dressed up all sexy, and she was laying on a piano, and she was acting sexy, and then she said, you know, are you ready for some? But, you know, there's nobody complaining about that.
I think what you've got, I really do think what you've got in the football viewership now is a very vocal and a very active minority of people that can affect these major,
well, they must
major
shut
networks
up.
And I think you get that it happened. It started with Janet Jackson, and they're mobilized, and they know that they've got clout, and the people that are doing that are going to send them the letters, are going to write the emails, are very active right now, and I think they're emboldened.
Are you going to cover tonight on your show, Nancy, all of the absolute ass covering going on here by everybody involved?
Well, it's not overly done as far as coverage. It's just talking about the whole controversy and, you know, what people's different reactions are, and it shows you the full clip. Yeah, there you go, right on our show.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I like that. Okay, all right. And you would...
I honestly, you know, what I feel like, I honestly do believe that it's not a bad thing for the show that there's a controversy, if you know what I mean.
Hey, you know, on a more relevant question to this that's really significant, how old is Nicolette Sheridan?
She is supposedly in her early 40s.
Wow.
Handsome.
Man, time has been kind.
All right, one more thing. Star Jones. Now, please tell... Yeah, right, baby. Please tell... I occasionally watch this show, and we had some guy on the other day that made the invitations for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us, first off, if she's serious. And if she is serious, she's out of her mind. But what are the allegations?
She is serious. Did you see her? We have a clip from the
show. All right, no.
You got to watch that.
Listen to why.
Serious about what?
She's pissed off.
She is upset at Joy for taking in a camera because she did the deal with People Magazine that they would have first wedding photos.
This is a true story.
She literally, you see Star saying, I am so upset with you as my friend. You know, you of all people should know that you couldn't bring a camera in.
Now, this is because...
Oh, my God.
Photos,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, she is. You know what? The bubble's going to burst, and I'm glad. I hope somebody gets a reality check out of all this.
So tonight you're going to have... Tonight you'll have the tape of Star Jones yelling at Joy Behar.
It's interesting to watch the dichotomy that's going on there.
So Joy Behar was the first one that... Those were the first photos of the wedding?
Well, no. She signed a deal... Nancy, who'd she sign a deal with to sell these pictures to?
People Magazine, the big one. All right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Joy Behar maintains she was just taking pictures of people that she knew at the wedding.
Right.
She's not.
I don't think she was planning on going out and selling them.
No.
I apologize because I'm totally confused. So Star was mad that Joy Behar even brought a camera in for her own use.
Right. Yes.
Right. Because Star Jones had signed with People Magazine.
Yes.
Right. Oh,
yes.
Now I get it. And oh my God, that's ridiculous.
And then there was something else on The View where Star was appeared to be upset with Elizabeth and.
Oh, yeah, Meredith.
Because they sat beside each other, and that wasn't a seating arrangement.
They had the nerve to move their chairs so that they could sit next to each other at this thing. And this lady, Star Jones.
Has Star Jones, and I know you don't like to say bad things about people, Nancy, but you think maybe she's been swimming in Lake Mee a little bit too much?
That's a big lake.
I have to say, I don't think I would get upset at my friend for bringing a camera, a friend that I, you know, would trust not to do anything if you made the deal. So I think that was a little... not necessary.
There's a big crease in that lake, incidentally. Nancy, all right, we'll let you go. You have good stuff tonight with also more of those people getting killed at the Vibe Magazine Awards. Or not killed, but getting
stabbed.
Getting the latest update on that. They've got the name of the person who allegedly did the stabbing.
Oh, boy.
So tune in, you'll see that. You'll see more of what actually
name wasn't.
Explain it.
The name wasn't Billy Bush, was it?
Fortunately, it was not Billy Bush.
Well, listen, as always, it's great having you on the show, and we are so pleased that you got through my little chocolate-covered cherry cordial.
Oh, my precious little cupcake filled with chocolate.
Now you're both making me vomit, okay?
There we go. You got to work on your end, Nancy. I try to come up with something every day for you.
I have to admit to you, I didn't really plan this out, but I will have one planned out by tomorrow.
Very good.
All right, my little chocolate-covered cherry cordial. All right, bye, Nancy.
Bye.
There she is from Access Hollywood.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
And Buzz, you just cooed at Nancy, didn't you?
Well, no, I was remarking that Don has made an impression on Nancy. I believe he's won her over.
Yeah, I'm really have won her over.
Oh, I believe that there's a chemistry.
I heard magic there.
Yeah, there's magic.
Uh-huh. You know, Star Jones, though, jeez.
Big load.
I mean, give me a break. What an ass.
Big load. Getting mad at those other house frows on that show.
For bringing a camera in? Like, you just want to take pictures of being in there?
And listen,
no cameras were allowed. I mean, who is Star Jones, really?
I think I mentioned this, that if I had been feeling right, I would have said this to the guy on Monday that made the invitations, but am I the only one that thinks that guy might be more than half gay? The guy that married her?
Has that been floating around in the tabloids and all that?
Star Jones was concerned that someone might take a picture that made her look fat.
Is that really what
I just made it up.
Increase the price of doing business in California. It's already so tough to do business in California. Yeah. We want to strip away. We want to make it less expensive to do business in California. So all of those things they try to do right now will be voted down. I do not care about anything other than we must create jobs for every Californian.
No, he's not retarded.
Have them all sell cauliflower.
He's so dumb. And, Mike, here's one more for you. Arnold last night with Larry King.
Because she broke her leg jumping for the Red Sox.
That's right. She broke her foot.
She jumped up on the couch.
Then she jumped up again, jumped down. And then for the second time, she jumped on a shoe. One of my kids' shoes. And she broke her foot.
He's so stupid.
One of my kids' shoes.
If he called here and said that, he'd have an instant disqualification.
Yes,
you guys.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Because she broke her leg jumping for the rest.
Don and Mike, hello.
She broke her foot. She jumped up on the couch, then she jumped down on the couch, then she jumped up again. And then for the second time, she jumped on a shoe. One of my kids' shoes. And she broke her foot.
You're disqualified, Arnold. Sorry, Governor.
Anyway, great. It's great that he's on TV.
Yeah,
it's great
my kids' whose shoes.
They got that dumb website. It's great that everybody's talking about him being president.
Mm-hmm.
God, we already did J to J today. But I do have to mention that Eisner is added. This is fantastic.
What's Eisner doing now?
Disney's not had a hit movie for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Months and months and months.
All of their hits are coming from Pixar.
Yeah. Right.
Toy Story, The Incredibles.
Sure.
So, Eisner has now decided that he would like Toy Story 3.
Okay.
However, Pixar says, bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
Pixar says, we're not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Eisner says, screw you. It's done with computers. We've seen how to do it.
Oh no.
We're going to make our own.
Oh, my God. Those guys are geniuses.
Never
work.
This is true. Walt Disney is going ahead with plans for Toy Story 3 with or without Pixar.
And haven't they been battling Pixar?
Yeah.
Any of their money? You know, what Eisner does systematically is run off all of the most talented people he's ever worked with, either be by underpaying them or just, simply feuding with them.
This is Smith for Eisner. Smith for Eisner.
Hi, how are you, Smith?
Mr. Eisner,
We are planning to make Toy Story 3 without Pixar. Over.
No problem at all, Smith. Bring me an iMac and some crayons.
Mr. Eisner?
Yes, Smith?
Major problem today on the teacup ride, sir.
What happened, Smith?
Two young children lost their arms, another woman lost her eye, and one child, we believe, may be dead. Need help. Over.
Cauterize the wounds, put a tourniquet around both child's arms, and give them another e-ticket.
Day or nighttime, sir?
Nighttime. I don't want any blood in the park during the day.
Sir, there's a lot of blood in Tomorrowland.
Smith?
Yes, Eisner. Sir. Mr. Eisner.
I'm wearing the motion-capturing suit. Come rub me.
I love you, sir.
I love you, Smith. Good day to you. I said good day.
Good day, sir. A lot of blood in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
We got a lot of blood in the Pirates of the Caribbean today, sir.
They're trying to kick me out, Smith. They want me gone.
Yeah.
Roy Disney. You got rid of Roy.
You know what I call him, sir?
I'll never leave.
Hemorrhoy.
Hemorrhoy.
Hemorrhoy Dixon.
Oh, I love you. I love your sense of humor, Smith.
I love you, sir. I love your ostrich boots.
Oh, the ostrich boots that I got at the Wild Kingdom, or whatever the hell it's called.
But you, and someone has to watch a lot of Disney movies with the kids. They really haven't put out a good movie on their own.
No.
Try to sit and watch Home on the Range.
Oh, my God.
Or Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. Well, my kids love Brother Bear, though.
Really?
Yeah, they like Brother Bear.
It's got the McKenzie brothers in it.
Yeah. Listen, Disney, Rolling Stone. And Rolling Stone is one of those magazines. I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I've been a subscriber for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the thing on TV, the ad, where, you know, it's like Sports Illustrated.
Right.
Subscribe to Rolling Stone. We'll send you a really great sweatshirt.
Right.
You know, they just absolutely go number two. Don't delete that out. On everybody that's been a subscriber
mm-hmm.
for years and years, for months and months and months.
Your theory being that regular subscribers ought to get the swag, too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. incidentally, I never got a football phone.
And that's not right.
And I'm never going to use the dumb fold-out Green Bay Packers go camping chair.
You might.
But, you know, they're offering it up if you subscribe.
Absolutely.
And I've been a subscriber since I was 11. And I don't get you know, a bupkis from
You're not
that.
Rewarded for that.
If you want the product that badly, just get two subscriptions.
And anyway, here's Rolling Stone magazine. They are now teasing us that they're going to rank the 500 greatest songs of all time.
I hate those lists.
Of all, as Bill O'Reilly would say. The
of all time.
Of all time.
What they've got in Rolling Stone, it's of real simple, Don. It's the greatest 500 songs of all time. And I'll call you on the phone later and talk about what I'm doing.
Now, a couple of these songs, we have the top 20.
Uh-huh.
That's all they've given us.
And these are the last 20?
No, these are the top 20.
Okay.
These are the big enchiladas.
Then why wade through the other 480?
Because you're going to be so mad when you hear the 20 that they have selected.
I always get mad at these lists.
We always do.
There's a lot of songs by the Beatles. That's cool.
Before you get to it, can you just tell me, is Taco on the list?
Mike, it was number 21.
Oh, jeez.
It never makes the top 20.
That's criminal. Someday, that talent will be recognized.
I'm going to go backwards from 20 to 1.
Okay.
Let It Be by the Beatles.
Great song.
I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Hound Dog by Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only Elvis song in the top 20.
I would have picked... What?
Blasphemer! Maybelline by Chuck Berry. I don't think so.
Mm.
Purple Haze by Hendrix. Okay.
Mm.
Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles? You got to have Beatles. London Calling by The Clash.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on. Pound Sand. Then,
he'll put this list together.
Let me just say one of two songs by Bob Dylan in the top 20.
Okay.
Blowing in the Wind. That song just blows. Then, The Beatles again, Yesterday.
I don't like Bob Dylan.
I'm a music fan. Has anybody ever heard of a song by Sam Cooke called A Change Is Gonna Come?
No.
Anybody?
Heard of Sam Cooke?
Nope. It's on the list. Then you got My Generation by The Who. Ray Charles, What Did I Say? Also, incidentally, Politically Correct, because the movie's out now and everything, and he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got because you've got to have the color mix here.
Yeah, okay.
If you're Rolling Stone, you've got to do this PC.
And Blind Undead.
Then you've got Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, mm-hmm. So you're covering grunge. Then you go back to the Beatles with Hey Jude. Then you've got another Chuck Berry song.
What's the Chuck Berry song?
Johnny Be Good.
Well, you have to put that on the top 20.
Then you have Good Vibrations, Beach Boys.
That's got to be there.
Aretha Franklin, Respect.
That's got to be there.
What's Going On, Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine like by John Lennon, number three.
Absolutely.
Number two, I Can't Get No Satisfaction by The Stones.
Okay.
And number one by Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, it's number one.
Yeah. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone.
No!
I'm not kidding
you.
No!
They've gone insane. That is insane. Well, you know why? Because it's Rolling Stone.
Yeah, well,
shut up!
No, they maintain that is just a wacky coincidence.
It sure is. I'd put Imagine by John Lennon up there.
That'd be very strong.
I would put, of those that they had, God, I don't know. Well, anything but London Calling.
London Calling.
You know, that song is only good in an Austin Powers movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, London Calling and we got to get there.
You gave all 20?
Yep, that was it.
So Karma Chameleon wasn't on there?
Number 22, Mike.
Damn it.
Right after Taco. last item.
You could go through our playlist at WAVA during the 1980s, and we could be making these jokes all day.
Buzz, I don't know if you're going to have this on your news or not tonight.
Yeah, go for it.
This is not really a feel-good, because nobody dies in this.
Okay.
However...
Well, I'd like to isolate that. That doesn't sound too twisted.
However, this is about our military forces training to go into war.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of the questions is, when you're going overseas and you don't know what type of biological weapon you might be hit with.
True.
How? Oh, hold on. We have someone who knows the song Long Time Coming by Sam Cooke. Derek.
I know you know it.
Sing it.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. It's a real slow ballady.
No, never heard of it.
That sucks. No. I mean, even if that's the song, I never heard of it. Sam Cooke had like a million
people.
What?
It's been covered by a couple of different people. I thought it's like in the 50s, early 60s.
This is the one that goes, it's been a long time coming.
Oh, I didn't want to belt it.
What?
You didn't want to belt it out.
I didn't want to belt it out.
But is that right? Did I have it right?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming,
but
perfect pitch required.
Me to try?
Hello, Wayne. Don and Mike, go ahead, Bob.
No,
I'd love you to.
I'm kidding.
What do you mean that they put Ray Charles' song in there because Ray Charles has got a movie out and he's black?
Okay. Don't you understand the way that these lists are put together? Rolling Stone magazine, Entertainment Weekly, whoever it is, they don't say we're really going to find the best songs. They say what we're going to do is put together a list. Where we, just like on Monday Night Football with this thing with Nicola Church, we are going to offend nobody. We're going to make sure that our bases are covered. Because God forbid that there be an unbalance, that there be more black than white, that there be more rock than rhythm. You know, and Ray Charles, Joe, do you really want to help me out on this one?
I just want to say that I've been a subscriber to Rolling Stone for years, and I've noticed it's just lazy journalism. Every month they have a list about something. It's either greatest photographers and photographs of rock stars, lists of songs, guitarists, singers. I mean, it's really just lazy journalism. It's like, hey, let's fill 15 pages in the middle
of the list.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, because I was kind of offended.
Good day to you, sir. Well, pound sand if you were offended.
Besides, Don, it was because he was blind.
I'm just telling the truth. That's another reason he's on there, Buzz. You're right.
Yeah.
That's why
this week in Entertainment Weekly, the 500 greatest lists of great things.
Okay. So, what do our soldiers do when they go overseas?
What do they do? Who?
At Fort Lewis in Washington State, soldiers are trained to be guards at Guantanamo Bay.
Yee.
So, to get the full prison experience, here's what we're doing to our guys and gals preparing to go over there.
All right.
There are instructors that as they run through a course, as the trainees run through a course, they throw at them chocolate pudding because they may get prisoner waste thrown on them. They also throw lemon Gatorade on them to resemble prisoner liquid waste.
Right.
And gobs of water to resemble prisoner spit and other things.
Yeah. Have the lamb stopped crying, Clarice.
And the lesson here is,
Migs.
No matter what they throw at you, no matter what they do, no matter what they tell you what you have to do, you have to treat the prisoners humanly.
Yeah.
This is part of our whole thing.
Right.
Humanly. Even if humanely.
Right.
Even if they throw that stuff at you, you're supposed to be okay.
Well, you know what that's all about. Thank you, Lindy England. I mean, you know, really, that's what that's all about.
I just think it's funny that somewhere in, where was this, New Jersey, wherever it is, somewhere at this Army base, there's a guy, his only job is to throw pudding at our soldiers as they are running through a course with a gun over the top of their head.
Chocolate pudding or butterscotch for the
soldiers. Reporting for duty.
Although I think I would double-check everything in the mess tent before I got dessert.
Sergeant, that wasn't pudding.
Oh. Oh, hi, Melissa, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was just going to say that list really ticks me off. It's the God, it's the dumbest list ever. There's no Madonna. There's no Michael Jackson. There's no Prince. Where in the heck are the 80s and 90s on that stupid list?
Where they should be.
Baby, you lost me at Michael Jackson. Hello, Ryan, Don and Mike show. Ryan.
They're really not trying to be politically correct. They have, like, Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Right, where is that on the list?
Yeah.
I am the modern man.
Oh, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hi, Mike.
Radio Gods, it's great to have you guys back on here in Tampa.
Ah, thank you. We appreciate it.
Hey, how about Boys of Summer, man? Where's that come in on there?
Don Henley?
Oh, that's it.
Forget it. Didn't make the list. Didn't make it. It's dumb.
Harsh.
Dumb Rolling Stone.
Is there anybody on the list with the name Spandau?
Hello, Mike. You keep waiting for. They only had one song.
I know.
True.
True.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, where'd Zeppelin go on the list? I mean,
oh man, there is no. Seriously, is no Zeppelin in the
very
top 20.
You got no room for Zeppelin in the top 20.
No.
I mean, this song
you got,
is so old.
It's a rock song in history, but it belongs on that list.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up? Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what do you mean Ray Charles was there because he was blind?
Okay.
I'm offended with
you. Okay. All right.
No, hold on.
Get out of here. Hello, Zach.
I was offended.
Hi, Blind Glenn.
Well, hi, Don. What do you mean he was on there because he was blind?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, where's Modell?
Oh, David Modell.
Someday.
David Modell. Okay,
that's
everybody.
Funny.
Let me just say.
Shut up!
That's the best caller so far.
All right, let's change gears here for Zach. Good. Enough of that dumb Rolling Stone thing. Everybody's mad about that. Wait until this comes out, then you'll really be mad. Now we're going to give away a Carnival Cruise.
Wonderful.
And $1,000. Where's this card? Oh, right here. Round trip air to your nearest Carnival Cruise getaway, along with $1,000, courtesy of AOL for Broadband. Add AOL for Broadband on top of any high-speed internet connection for a premium broadband experience. Visit AOL.com. So, here's how WebBuzz.
That was a nice timing with the sound there.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm back today.
Yeah.
Today, in case you didn't notice, I'm back, feeling good, feeling strong. Good. Mike?
Yes, Don.
The game we're going to play?
Yes, what is the game we're going to play?
We're going to play It's All Relative.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
All right, very good.
And I remember the rules on this one.
We have to clean this one up, don't we?
Unlike Monday. We've done this, I think.
We've done it once or twice since we have had a new show.
Yeah, and it's simple. We can still do it the way we used to do it, just the way we do it now.
Absolutely.
So it's very simple. You call 877-365-3636, and you give us the name of a relative that works best. If it's your mom or your dad, we'll ask you three questions, and if your mom or your dad match your answers on all three, that's how simple it is. You
winner
are going on the Carnival Cruise.
Great way to find out who the family creep is.
Yeah, that's always in there.
Yeah, it is.
877-365-3636 is the phone number.
Uncle Billy.
With you, it's always Uncle Billy, isn't
Uncle
it?
Uncle Billy. Uncle Bill Sheehan.
Because Uncle Billy.
No, he don't. Stop it.
Not sure.
He is back. The evil boy.
Mike?
He's got those horns coming out of his head like the Viagra commercial.
I'm going to say it in a very innocent way.
You're not going to say anything about my Uncle Bill Sheehan.
He touched you.
He never did. And he said, stop, that's a horrible
thing. He touched
thing.
Your heart.
I am family listening to this show. Stop it.
He touched
my heart. Yes, he did.
Your heart.
Yeah, right.
He'll be right with his good eye.
Sure, you remember.
Of course. What do you think I am? I'm a sponge. You tell me stuff, Harry.
Here's the $5 bill.
That's a visual. I wish we were on TV.
Yeah, and you're worried about what your family's going to say. Meanwhile, you're coming at me like old One Eye doing the Uncle Bill impression.
Just remember, Don, they're all up there now. They're all looking at us from up there, from up in heaven. Hi, everybody.
We'll be right back with It's All Relative.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You know that no God sh- that upset your mother very much.
It's not no God. Just God is dead.
Who said that?
Nietzsche. He's a 19th century philosopher from Germany. Anyway, that's why I'm not getting confirmed.
Enough with that, all right? Your confirmation's coming up this week. You've got a lot of balls, you know that? You go to Catholic school and your mother wants it.
AJ. What does she know?
She knows that even if God is dead, you're still going to kiss his ass. Hey!
The Don and Mike
Edit out Anthony Jr. there.
Wow. AJ's got a potty mouth.
Had to hit the delay on
him. Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Now, we need a moment because the phones have gone down.
Right.
While they're fixing that, let me call as a witness to the greatness of the Don and Mike website.com, Shondell Barton, a lady who works here. She worked with me and Mike at the other station.
Right. She's lovely.
Sales lady. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. As lovely as the day is long.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll like what she's wearing when she comes into the studio.
Oh, neato.
I already do.
Where is Shondell? Well, you've not even seen it, Buzz.
Oh, right? I haven't seen it. Well, I think
I know
I did.
You'll like
it. Oh,
anything,
wow. I think I saw it. Fantastic. Nice? Yeah. Oh, boy.
I did see it.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That so now, like what is that? Now, what
now,
is
that's
that?
That's the ladies' tee, right?
The ladies' V-neck tee, short sleeve.
Oh, very, very cool.
And
very, very cool.
And the logo is right in the middle of your chest.
Embroidered.
Yeah. It's right in the middle, though.
You know, we've all spent, 20 years trying not to, look at Shondell.
Always trying to look Shondell in the eye.
Now we have, now we can completely, that's neat. I didn't know it was embroidered. That's very, very cool.
I didn't either.
So you went to the website. I applaud Shondell.
Thank you, Shondell.
The day that you guys announced it, Julie and I got on the website, and we both ordered a T-shirt.
Very good.
A good test night.
Absolutely.
Two finer women at the station I could not think of to order t-shirts.
And Julie's another one we can't look.
No,
we
Julie's
have to look her in the eye all the time.
Julie's another one that has a wonderful personality.
Thank you, Shondell.
Yes,
thanks
thank
for coming
you,
by.
Shondell. I mean, seriously, if you went through the roster and said, what women do you want to buy the T-shirts, I would say Julie and Shondell.
Or what woman would you might want to model it on the website?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be.
Just about anywhere.
Rob.
Yeah, but she's not here anymore.
Rob wrote down, what about Bobby? About Bobby Hollingsworth.
Sure. Sure she can.
We're ready. Are we ready for the game?
I am, if you are.
The phones are... Well, it doesn't matter if you're ready.
Are the phones back
are the
on?
Phones, are the phones ready? Okay. Here we go. We're going to play It's All Relative, and we're giving away a Carnival Cruise and $1,000 courtesy of AOL for broadband. And we'll have three questions that we ask you, and then you get a relative to help us out. And let's start with Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for listening, Rebecca. Let's see, we're going to be calling your, her mother-in-law.
Oh, mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law. Now, keep in mind, if you're the first, if you get all three questions and you match, you win the cruise.
Okay, great.
That's how simple it is. Ooh. We're going to call your mother-in-law, and I guess the first question that I would have for her, kind of an easy one, what is your mother-in-law's bra size?
I'm going to say a 38C.
Hey, now, boy, she could wear our T-shirt on the website, too.
So, Rebecca, this is the mother of your husband?
Yes.
All right.
Baby. Yeah, seniors look good. And in products from DonandMikeWebsite.com.
She's not that old, though.
Well, we have how old is she?
She's about... What is she? Maybe 52, I think?
Oh, she's a spring chicken.
Well, thin the herd. You know what I say.
Yeah, but that's why we have the senior section on the website.
Now we need a second question.
Well, I want to ask a question about your husband, since mom and the husband. What is... do you spend a lot of time with this mother-in-law?
A fair amount, yeah.
A fair amount. Okay. What is your husband? What's your husband's first name?
Rob.
What is Rob's most embarrassing childhood moment?
Are you applauding for the name Rob?
Great name.
He's applauding for his name.
He is. What will the mother-in-law say?
Please don't take your time, darling. We're on a...
Sorry, I really don't know.
I'll move on to another question, all right?
I'm sorry.
What is Rob's most annoying habit?
Yeah, that he yells.
Yeah. Right. Can you blame him? And finally,
Rob.
If you could, of course, killing is against most of our morals.
Most states.
If you could legally kill anyone in your family, who would it be? In your family or his family, in your combined, merged family units.
And it's Rebecca that we're asking the question,
yes,
right?
If you, Rebecca, could legally kill a member of your family, who would it be?
Or his family?
Or
yeah, the whole family.
His brother, Stephen.
Stephen.
Brother Stephen.
Okay, very good.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, the answers were 38C, Rob yells, and Rob's brother, Stephen.
Now, you get these three right, and... you're going on the Carnival cruise.
Raw size, annoying habits, and kill.
And what is it about Steven?
He's just young, and he's gotten into a lot of trouble.
And you want to kill him?
Yeah.
If it was legal, uh-huh. If it wasn't so close to a couple of those commandments, if it wasn't so close.
Yeah, you know, there's always getting in the way.
Third ring.
All right, congestion.
Hold on. We're on the third ring here. Yes. And
we're calling Sharon.
Sharon.
All right, and
fourth ring.
We may have to move on here.
Does she know cell phones?
That would be.
I have another number. That you can try.
All right, hold on. Give that number.
We all kind of pause there.
Of course you do. Gee, and now I'm wondering.
See if we can track down Sharon.
Why does Rob yell? hold on a second. Another man named Rob will pick up. Rob, she's on line two.
And Rob will get the cell phone number for Sharon, and we'll try to track her down.
Okay, yeah. Like, watch the lightning speed that Rob moves at.
Hi. May I help you?
There, you got it. And
I feel like yelling.
And paddling up now.
Shaggy Rob.
Hey, oh, brother.
Rob's hair is getting extra long today. Take a look at it today.
The ladies seem to dig it.
The chicks really do dig it.
Yeah.
Your wife, Carrie, she dig it?
She doesn't notice or care.
You're going into Clay Aiken territory now.
Yes, he is.
Bless your heart.
A big fat Clay Aiken.
With a beard.
Maybe that's
a beard and big feet.
Maybe that's what Clay Aiken will be in like 20 years. Wouldn't it be great if he pulls an Elvis on us?
Like he turns into Reuben Studdard.
That's great.
I was so depressed that my career didn't take off. Machine. I just kept eating.
What?
Machine.
Okay, right. Listen. Honey, those are good answers, but you're out of it.
Okay, thank you.
Big fat loser you are. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Let's go to, Jason. All right, Jason. Hi, Jason. Don and Mike show. Jason?
Jason, are you there?
Hello, hey, stupid.
Hey, Jason, listening to the radio.
Hey, dummy. Maybe he'll respond to one of these names. Hey, idiot. Oh, he's online for five. I guess I was just talking to myself there. Although I want to say whoever's on line three is stupid. They need to answer as well.
Yeah, right.
Hello. Hey, idiot.
I'm Jason. All right.
Guy just got the radio on.
Uh-huh.
All right, well.
Okay. This is Jason.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Yes?
Well, now, listen, not to split hairs at all because I'm feeling so much better, but on my piece of paper, what number is next to Jason's name?
Number three.
Number three. That would indicate line number three.
Line three.
Right?
Yeah,
okay. It what?
He got moved.
He got moved. Shut up, Rob.
He got moved.
Shut up.
He come down from something.
What,
something.
BA?
That's a five. I had to do it fast. So
let me see.
Oh, you know what?
I have horrible penmanship.
That's my fault.
What?
My fault.
You're fired.
Okay.
Why is it your fault? What did you do?
Bags.
Because she
did you try to sabotage Beth Ann again?
Yes.
Yes. She wrote 125. I wrote 123 in an effort to get her fired. So look what happened. Now, I'm fired.
Now you're fired.
It always works.
Truly ironic.
Okay, Jason, we'll play with you, Jason.
Yes.
Okay, Jason.
Jason, pick up the energy. This is a fun radio game.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be calling your mom, Terry.
Yes.
Okay, three questions for your mom. I'll start with a different one.
Okay.
Who would your mom consider to be the sexiest male member of your family? I said member, and I didn't say it the dirty way.
Maybe.
What is the question again?
Who does his mom think is the sexiest male member of his family.
Very good.
Who's the sexiest male in your family? We, oh, not counting your dad.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There's the curveball right there.
I would say she will say me.
Oh,
that's kind of creepy. That's kind of like that Nicole Kidman movie where she takes the bath with the little kid. Yeah. That's your mom ever give you a bath past the age of like 8?
Only a few times.
Okay.
All right, Jason.
Mr. Dynamite.
I got a good one for number 2. This is a new one.
Good.
Jason, what will Terry say is the biggest trouble you ever got in?
Biggest trouble I ever got in.
Yeah. Worst thing you did growing up.
Mm-hmm. Worse than the decision to call this show today.
Yes. Oh, Jason, we've all done something.
Come on, Jason.
I'm trying to think of something that bad that she did.
You can't be that perfect, dude.
I think he is.
Jason?
Yes.
Mike, why don't you give Jason an easier one?
All right, what do you think your ugliest body part is? I just can't.
Oh, come on. Come on,
they're
idiot.
All perfect.
Come on.
My stomach.
Okay, stomach.
His belly.
Stomach.
God, I hope he doesn't win.
He probably will.
Yeah, they always do.
And I'm going to change this last question around a little bit.
Stomach.
Okay.
Jason, who in your family, if killing was legal and didn't go against most of our moral obligations...
Way to rearrange it, Don.
Who would want to kill you? Because I know that after a couple of minutes on the phone, I don't know, all of us. I'm ready to kill you. But who in your family, if it was legal, if there was no moral repercussions, who do you think would like to kill you?
I'd have to say my mom.
Your mom? So not only would your mom like to bathe you, and does she think you're sexy, but she would like to kill you as well.
Yeah.
That's a strange family. Are you an only child, Jason?
No, I have 2 brothers.
Okay, very good.
All right, Robbie's going to call up this lucky woman now.
We're
going to
call Terry.
Okay.
And the answers were, Terry will say that Jason is the sexiest member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's least favorite body part is his stomach. And the person that wants to kill him, while she says he's sexy, is mom.
Is his Momo.
No good ever comes of
Momo Terry. Momo. And Robbie's on the phone now trying to get the mom.
1 ring.
Okay, that's a good start. Think your mom's at this number, sir?
Hello?
Hi, Terry.
Ah, well, we've got her.
The Don and Mike radio show. We have your son Jason on with us. And he has won a radio contest, but in order for him to get his prize,
this reminds me of something funny I saw on the Rich Eisen show on the NFL channel the other day.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jerome Bettis.
Right.
And they said with a straight face that, because, you know, Jerome Bettis has got like 9 or 10 touchdowns this year.
Mm-hmm.
And except for the last 2 or 3 games where he's played a lot, he generally just gets the ball on the 1-yard line.
Right.
And that's it. So now they said instead of being the bus, they're calling him the short bus. Nobody hipped.
And Jason made you think of that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely he did.
I don't see how.
Absolutely. Okay, we got her on the phone.
Terry.
All right, now, Jason.
Yes.
Don't say a word.
Okay, I won't.
Just say hi to your mom, though. I mean, but once we play the game, don't give her any clues. Hello, is this Terry?
Yes.
Terry, hi. This is Don and Mike, and welcome to our show.
How are you doing today, Terry?
Hi.
We have your son, Jason, with us, and if I could tell you, we think he's super.
And he's got a chance to win a wonderful prize here if you can match his 3 answers to the questions that we asked him. We're playing a little game called It's All Relative.
Oh, my.
Terry, not counting your husband, who do you think is the sexiest male member of your family?
Jason.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. That's 1-for-1 right out of the chute.
Oh,
very,
God.
Very quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Terry, question number 2. What will Jason say is his least favorite body part on himself?
His least favorite?
Yeah.
His, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
His
torso, his chest, stomach area.
Oh, wow. That's 2 in a row.
That's eerie.
Okay, here we go.
You know what? I think we need to be more specific. You said torso, chest, stomach. We need 1 of the 3.
Pick one.
Stomach.
She still got it. Yeah. She still got it.
That helps to narrow it down.
Yeah. And, ma'am?
Yes?
I understand. Are you a God-fearing woman?
I believe in God.
Very good.
Well, that's why I asked. You know, of course, that killing is, as it currently stands, against the law in the United States.
Yes, it's wrong.
However, if you could legally kill anyone in your family, who would you kill?
Oh,
calling. My husband.
Oh, no.
How unfortunate.
See, Jason said it would be him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And, you know, you got the tough ones. I thought you got the tougher ones.
Yeah,
too bad.
That's too bad. Jason, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
I want to talk to your mom for a second.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Terry?
Yes.
Hi, you're just on with us now with Don and Mike.
I am so sad that he couldn't win whatever he was going to win.
It was going to be a cruise.
Would have been great.
We're going to send you a very nice prize, though.
Oh.
How long has Jason been a disappointment to you?
How long has he been a disappointment?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes.
He's not a disappointment. He's a really smart individual.
Okay. Really? That's a typical mom answer right there.
That's why you know, and also, very interesting, you should call Dr. Phil about this, because not only do you think he's sexy, but you would like to kill him.
Right. Very interesting.
Or no,
he said
else.
That. He said
sorry.
That.
I missed that.
Now, she said like that he's him. The sexiest, but she didn't want to kill him.
Right.
I think she's very fond of Jason.
He thought that you would think he's the sexiest, and he thought you would want to kill him.
No.
Rounding to the nearest 10, how many times did Jason fall off the changing table?
How many times did he fall off?
Don't worry about it. Okay. I'm just kidding around.
Thank you for your time, ma'am.
If you were ever to kill your husband, would you ever want to marry your son?
No.
Okay, that helps me.
Yeah.
Helps me to understand.
Helps all of us.
Thank you for your time.
Step away from the microphone, sicko.
Nice Dr. talking Oedipus. To you. That was
step
okay.
away from the microphone, Oedipus.
That was okay.
The land of Oedipal.
Hey, let's see, Jason. Oh, God, I forgot he's on line 5. Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, big loser you are.
A big loser you are.
Thank you for calling the show, though.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Jason. We had fun.
Duh. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, and look at the hits just keep coming. We are going to have to break
okay.
and come back and continue this.
For more?
With all of these great contestants.
Yeah, we'll find out who wants to kill who.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Mike Show. Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
And speaking of that last tape, I'm obligated to plug the fact that Rip Taylor will be on Will and Grace tomorrow night.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
He has a website, RipTanner.com.
Wonderful.
Rip will be on the show, what is it, Friday?
Friday.
Oh. He'll be
Can you think of a better guy to have on the show on Friday?
No.
And he's been dying to get on Will and Grace.
How are you?
I'll bet.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm over here now. There we are.
Well, that's my plug for Rip Taylor.
Still living in Las Vegas, is he?
Well, no, he's living in Hollywood, but he's vacationing in Vegas.
Sure. And what's the name he's been calling you?
Oh, he calls me Bobby.
Bob calls me this morning about 9 o'clock and says, I just got a call from Rip Taylor. And for Rob,
that's a big deal.
That counts.
And he goes through his litany. He has like 4 prepared jokes, and he says, listen, when can we do this? And we go through, no. 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 Call me, I'm at the Flamingo. And what's great is when he calls you, he just says, Rip Taylor.
He is Mr. Showbiz.
No, anyway, he's on, you call him now, and tell him, not now, but when you get a chance, after you've had some green bottles tonight, call him and tell him that we plugged his thing on Will and Grace.
He's a good guy, and he has one of the famous lines that we've used for years, which is, quiet, mouth.
Now, here we go with round number 2 of It's All Relative. We're going to get a winner this time. I really got a feeling. Here is Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi,
I was pulled over by your sincerity there.
Hello, Crystal. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from right outside of Warrington, Virginia.
Beautiful. And we're going to be calling, your mom. What's your mom's first name, Crystal?
It's Gloria.
Gloria.
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Let me see. Crystal, did you hear everybody else screwing this up before?
I heard the first person, not the second person.
Okay. I got a question for you. We'll start. You know, I'm going to recycle one from the first guy. Well, what's your mom's bra size?
I would guess 36C.
36C, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Crystal, growing up as a child, what will Gloria say was your least favorite food?
Oh, these are easy.
You think so?
Too easy. I'm not changing this one.
I'll say anything that was green.
More specific. Okay. This is where we're going to have to find a better contestant. Denise? Do I even have information for Denise? Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
We're going to play the game with you, calling your dad here. Right?
Okay.
Your dad? Okay. What's your dad's waist size?
38.
That's an easy one.
All right, Denise, what is the biggest tantrum you ever threw over what? Over what did you throw the biggest tantrum when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I threw a tantrum. Let's see.
Mike, your questions are too hard.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was your least favorite food as a kid?
Sauerkraut.
All right, well, you got one there. And if you could name the member of your family, the male member of your family, not your husband's family, but your family, who you find to be the most sexually pleasing? You know, not counting your husband.
Or the most sexy.
Yeah.
Attractive.
When I said sexually pleasing.
Sexually pleasing would mean she would have had to act on the impulse.
Well, perhaps she's fantasized about it.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, who's the sexiest?
My brother, Doran.
Doran?
Your brother.
Yes.
Your brother, forbidden taboo love. I like that, your brother, Doran. Okay, now do we have the number for this lady?
What's Dad's name, Denise?
His name is Clarence.
Denise,
out of all these names, do you see the name Denise?
No, I think you grabbed it before they did.
Every time a bell rang.
How could that be?
Oh, it's up on the screen?
This is Denise, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And Denise, are you calling? Well, that's her phone number, not the dad's phone.
So we're going to try to get Clarence on the line here in a second. And,
okay.
The answers from Denise were, Clarence has a 38 waist, her least favorite food is sauerkraut, and she thinks Doran is the sexiest member of the family.
Doran is her brother.
Right.
And, oh, Rob,
right.
Number. Okay, great.
Try to get your dad, Clarence, on the phone right now.
Okay.
All right, Denise. Yeah, good playing with the dad.
Mm-hmm.
We had moms before.
Absolutely.
Any chance your dad will be there?
Yeah, I think he will.
One ring.
Now that's optimism.
Two ring.
Two ringy dingies.
You're listening to the voice of tomorrow today.
Hi, may I speak to Clarence?
Ah, look at that.
Clarence? Hi, is this Mrs. Clarence?
We can play with Mrs. Clarence.
Oh, hi, can you hold on one moment, please? Denise, it's Clarence's mother-in-law.
It's the mother-in-law?
Clarence isn't home.
Oh, what?
Okay, bye, Denise.
Bye, Denise.
Sorry, bye.
Sorry, Mrs. Clarence.
Bye.
But Clarence is his mother-in-law.
Bye-bye.
Let's see.
All right.
Here is Heather, Don and Mike's show. Hello, Heather.
And what's happening?
This doesn't sound like any Heather I know.
Hold on. I think that was the finger guy, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Heather.
Hi, delicious radio gods.
Okay, here we go. Very simple. Heather.
Yes.
What is your mom's bra size?
34B.
Okay.
34B?
Okay.
All right.
Incidentally, they're getting smaller. The more people we ask,
I don't want to hear that. That's
people,
your mom.
The more people we ask, they keep getting smaller. But thank you for noticing.
Heather, growing up,
yes.
What was your most embarrassing moment as a child?
Oh, man, I had so many.
All right,
you go again, Mike.
What's your least favorite food?
Carrots.
Sorry,
I don't mean to be yelling at you.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You sound
many. For some reason, Mike is very testy today. I don't know why. I've not been testy this week, have I?
Not a bit.
Have I been testy at all?
I've never seen you. I'm not aware of the testy moment.
And if your mom could legally kill anyone in your family, who would your mom kill?
It would.
Hello, please.
Okay. It would either be my
stepbrother or his wife.
Okay,
or can I only do one?
But now I'll give you this. It could be a double murder.
Double homicide.
If you want to say that she would kill both of them, and that's the answer, that's okay. But if she says one or the other, then you're a loser. So you can go with go with both or select one.
You're giving
one.
Heather choices, and she's not good at choices.
Okay. Oh, I am. Okay. It's going to be double.
A double murder.
A double murder.
Double
and
murder.
Who are the people?
This would be my brother and my, I'm sorry, stepbrother and his wife.
Stepbrother and his wife.
What's her name?
Her name is Cherie.
Cherie?
Of
course.
That's my sister-in-law.
Uh-huh. No, that's the name. What's your mom's name?
Oh, her name is Joanne.
Joanne.
All right.
Okay, so we've got the answers.
Perky Joanne.
And hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
There's no chance she's winning.
Oh, I think there might be a chance she wins.
A double murder? I don't know. It's a double murder unless you steer it in such a way.
I will not. Yeah. I promise I will not.
Right. We'll be okay with 34B and carrots.
Heather, do you think your mom will not get the one about the double murder?
Do I think she will not get it?
Yeah.
She's going to... That could be the one that kills me because... Yeah. No pun intended.
Okay.
It's going to be one or the other. I don't know. I'm so happy to be on the phone with you guys. I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Heather. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks.
What's the name of the son-in-law?
Or the one you wanted to kill?
It's Cherise.
Cherie.
Sorry I missed your call.
Oh, she's not home.
I have another number.
Oh, forget it. Let's forget it. Thank you, though. Forget it.
Wait.
Here is Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Yes.
Hi there. You ready to play the game?
Absolutely, Don and Mike.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening, Melissa. Melissa, what color is... Well, you know, okay, I have to edit myself. I'm trying to come up with new questions, and we used to do this game a little differently.
Right.
So I'm going to
What color is your...
Yeah, okay. you're with me, Mike.
I know.
What was your name again, darling?
Melissa.
Melissa. My sweet. Melissa, who's the first boy... that ever got to the promised land with you?
Very good.
Steven. Oh, my God. You're asking my mother to tell you that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Good heavens. No.
Oh, my God. Steven, okay. Mike.
Melissa, what was the first car that you owned?
A Corsica.
Wow. With a question mark.
Of course it got, but at least she had the answer, Buzz.
She had the answer, yes.
Back off, Burbank.
I don't know what's
Come on, Buzz.
Everybody's getting testy.
I
don't know what's wrong with
I was ready for all the other questions. What? You guys are really throwing me.
All right, well, then I'll give you an easy one. If you could legally kill anyone in your family, who would it be?
Amy.
Who's Amy?
No.
My sister.
Your sister. Okay, good.
Very good.
What's mom's name?
Lee.
What?
Lee, as in press on nails.
Oh,
all right. Dial it up, please, and maybe we'll finally get a big winner here.
Melissa's answers were first love, Stephen.
Oh, first man that got.
First man that she went all the way with, Stephen. Her first car, a Corsica, and she wants to kill her sister, Amy.
Now, I'll say this for Melissa. She did have all of her answers quickly.
She was right on the spot. I hope she wins.
Promptly?
If Lee is home.
And if my mom... take her with me on a cruise.
Oh, if your mom wins, you'll take her with you.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful.
All right. It's three rings now. Lee might not be home.
Yeah, may I speak to Lee, please?
There you go.
Lee? Hi, Lee. My name is Rob with the Don and Mike.
You should know something. I watch Rob's face.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a live show here.
Right.
It would be good if we got somebody on the air.
Yes.
He's, like, happy when he's holding up his fingers indicating three rings and nothing yet.
Joy in that.
Radio game, and we need you to answer
three
questions.
Well, she's watching my children, so I was praying that she was home.
Okay.
Can you put your voice on the air?
Here we go.
Yes or no, please.
Aye, aye, aye. Hey, tell your mom not to be such a...
Oh, the kids are fine.
Such a tight ass.
Tell her that it's Don and Mike, and she'll say yes.
Okay, all right. What was the problem there, Robbie?
Stupidity.
Oh, that's impossible.
Now, Melissa, that was Rob that said that. Hold on, please. Hold on a second. The mom's name is?
Lee.
Lee. Lee. Hello, Lee.
Help him.
Lee?
Lee. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. It sounds like Lee's got her hands full there.
I do.
How's it going?
Good.
Lee, do you want us to talk to the children?
What do you want me to tell them?
No, don't worry about it. There's some sort of vapor lock communication breakdown today.
Lee, what did you mean? Did you want to talk to the screaming kids?
That was just, I was saying, do you want us to talk to the children, to settle them down? But it sounds like it's under control.
Lee?
Get their kids. They can't help it.
Lee, this is Don and Mike.
Okay, hold on.
And you're on the air. Whose kids are you watching today?
I'm fine.
Whose kids are you watching today, Lee?
No, you're not.
Lee?
Yes.
Whose kids?
Lee, I'm going to ask you real, you might want to focus for maybe just like 30 seconds.
Your daughter could win a prize.
A really nice prize for Melissa
You match the answers that she gave us.
I'm not even going to ask you about the kids. I'm not going to ask you about the kids you're watching or anything else. These are three questions about your daughter.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you.
Yeah, we understand. Wow.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Is this what it's like when you call me in the morning?
This sounds just like your house.
I know, it's creepy.
I sometimes say to Rob, don't you want to hang up? And he said, no, it's sounding good around here now.
Right, let me see if I've got him settled down.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right, now which one of your children's children is this you're watching?
Which one of my children's children? Two sets.
Hey.
Ah.
Oh, so Melissa's and...
And Amy's?
Melissa's and Luke's.
Luke.
Oh, wow. Luke's kids are great.
Wow.
All right. Everybody all set now, Lee?
Okay. Is anybody else here?
No. Everybody
Mike,
set?
Mike.
Sorry.
Mike.
He does not work for Verizon.
We are going to ask you three questions now. And if you can answer these three questions.
Okay, let me get the other phone, okay?
She'll be right back with you, Don.
That's fine.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Do you suppose there's burners on?
Yeah, we got to get Melissa back in because that's her kids.
Do you suppose there's burners on the stove but no fire?
Hold on. Hey, Melissa.
Don't you feel sorry enough to just give me the cruise time?
Melissa, those kids are wound up. What are you doing with your mom?
Oh, my God.
Lee?
Okay, is that better?
Changing.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. All right,
can you hear me, Lee?
Okay, wait a minute.
Not quite.
Okay, give the kids more candy.
I feel good about this one.
I can hear you now.
All of you shut up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello, Lee?
Yes.
Three questions that your daughter answered.
If you you match Melissa's questions, you get you win the prize for her.
And it's a cruise, so it's a good prize. Okay. The first question is, who's the first boy who deflowered your sweet daughter? The first name of the first boy or man who turned your daughter into a woman. Pardon me?
Steven.
Yes.
That was probably the toughest one, and you got it. You matched that, Lee.
That's
correct.
Good, Lee.
That's a good sign. You only have to match two more.
All right, two more.
Okay.
All right, Lee, what is the first car that Melissa owned?
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Lee.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Where are those kids? Stuffed in a closet or something?
It's a blue one. I'm trying to think what it was called.
The blue one.
See, it starts with a C.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it does. She's so close.
Yeah.
Her first car.
Let's take your time. I think you're on the way. I think we got to give her some slack here.
Corsica.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Way to go.
Correct. Now the big enchilada.
Now, I would think this would be the easiest question of the three.
Okay. The last time I read the Bible, God didn't like us killing.
Right.
However, if killing was legal and morally acceptable, and your daughter could kill anybody in your family, who would she kill?
Oh, my gosh.
She had the answer immediately.
She had the answer.
You are kidding.
No.
Yeah. Fun question. No hesitation.
Who would she kill?
If she could kill somebody in your family.
An immediate family, like my children?
Yeah.
And one of my kids. Oh, which one?
Who would your daughter kill?
No
pressure, but this is, for a cruise.
For the cruise right here.
Oh.
And she had the answer right away.
Oh, she did.
She did, yes.
Goodness. Luke?
Oh, no. No. Damn it.
Who did you say,
she
Luke?
She said Amy.
Amy.
Melissa said Amy. Melissa said Amy.
Amy.
We said Luke.
Oh.
Oh, no. You blew it.
Yeah.
Bad.
You're a loser. You're a big loser.
Melissa, I'm worth it.
You know what, though?
I'm worth a loser.
Melissa was going to take you on the cruise.
She was going to take you on the cruise. And there you are doing the babysitting for two sets of kids.
Yeah.
Maybe she said she would take her on the cruise until she realized she needed a babysitter.
Oh.
Let me ask you something. Guys, pick up the phone in the other room so Melissa can't hear. Guys in the other room, pick up the telephone right now. Lee, if you could legally kill anybody in your family, who would you kill?
If I could?
Oh, yes. And please, for God's sakes, don't say the children you're watching right now.
No.
Remind me of that lady that drove, that awful lady that drove in the car into the lake with the kids.
Yeah, terrible. Don't do that.
And then said, I don't know where my kids are.
I know, horrible.
No.
She was on our show the day before she did that. That's a joke.
Big winner.
Lee?
Yes.
Who would you kill?
Who would you kill?
Who would you kill, Lee? Just
am I supposed to answer that?
Yeah.
Yes, and because we're going to give you a bonus question to win the cruise.
Oh,
if your daughter matches, you'll win.
If she matches?
Just tell us. Lee, for God's sakes, just answer the question.
Would you just please kill somebody?
Okay.
Who?
Tony.
Tony.
Okay.
Too.
Put Melissa back on hold.
All right, now
Because Melissa has not heard this, because they've been speaking to her.
Even though they're a handful of this family, they're fun, and we like them, and we'd like them to win.
Melissa?
Yes, sir. I'm the big loser. No,
wait a minute. Hold on. That remains to be seen.
We're giving you a second chance
here. We've given your mom, Lee, a bonus question. If you match that bonus question, you will still win the cruise.
If your mom could kill anyone in your family, who would she kill?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Amy?
Melissa, was that you saying Amy?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, it was Tony.
No, it was Tony.
Tony.
My dad?
It was Tony.
Oh.
It's your dad.
Man.
Tony, your dad.
That's the dad.
I think we've all learned something
here
today.
We're killers.
Okay, both of you, hold on one second.
There's going to be a bloodbath in that family.
God.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back. Hold on.
We tried to help.
Get both these ladies. Now, let's see. One more question for one of them.
Okay.
Let's make the question for Melissa.
Yeah, let's go back to Melissa.
All right, Melissa, this is the last chance because we got to get over to Buzz with the news now. God, we're being so nice with you to give you
enough.
We're being very generous. And can I go back to the food question?
Sure.
All right. Melissa, growing up, what was your least favorite food?
Peas.
All right.
Okay. Lee?
Doesn't get any more softball than this, Lee.
Lee, growing up, what was your daughter's least favorite food?
Peas.
Hallelujah.
A breakthrough.
Oh, my God.
We have never given a family more chances than you guys.
Oh my God!
And I think you know one of the real reasons
we care
is Melissa said all along that she was going to take her mom on the cruise.
Right. Well, you keep believing that. Let me say, Melissa, you've won 5 days. And Lee, what happened to the kids that we heard?
That's okay. She can go.
No, Lee?
She's partially deaf, Don. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I yelled at her.
She really is.
She didn't hear
it. Oh, sorry about that. Lee, are you on the line?
Yeah.
All right. Lee, your daughter Melissa.
Hold on. Let me do something. Lee, can you hear this?
Shut up!
Yeah, I can hear.
All right, very good.
Okay, what's the man saying?
Shut up!
I have no idea.
Okay.
Shut up!
Lee?
Oh, no.
Lee?
That's it.
He's saying, oh, no.
You both won 5 nights and 4 days for 2 aboard a Carnival Cruise Line ship. Round trip air transportation to your nearest Carnival Cruise getaway, along with $1,000, courtesy of AOL for Broadband. AOL for Broadband, try it on top of any high-speed internet connection for a premium broadband experience. Visit AOL.com.
You kids are going on the cruise!
Oh, my God!
Hey, no wonder Lee's deaf.
Have a great time. Thank you. And just try this again, because I just think it's great.
Yeah.
Lee, tell me, let me turn off the buzz for a second. Can you hear this?
Shut up!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what did the guy just say?
I have no idea.
Shut up! Tom, she really, truly is deaf in one ear completely.
Oh, deaf? All right, well, hopefully she's got the phone up to the other ear.
Yeah. I like you, kid.
Have a good time.
And thank you both.
Hope
a lot of sex.
Hold on, don't hang up. We got to get your information.
Okay.
And Lee? Lee?
Yeah?
Lee?
Shut up!
Okay, I can't hear you.
Oh, and now with the kid going, no, this is just unfair.
Okay. Why she watches the kids, right?
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
I like that. How do you not like that family?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
they're both
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me.
He made it
there
up.
There he is. All right, Curly, what's the lead story today?
Today's headline, Welcome to America, the 13th best country in the world.
Oh.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, she couldn't hear this.
Shut up!
That was very...
Topetino!
WJFK.
Great station, but not our stager.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up. Not you, me.
FK.
Great board workers. Where's the traffic lady? Give me some traffic that's like 20 minutes old.
Traffic lady.
Problems in Virginia. Westbound Dulles Toll Road just beyond Sylvester Parkway. An accident there causing delays from Wolf Tap. Log on to Orbit.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Time for Buzz Girdley now. And comments, Buzz, brought to us by Duramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed and clinically tested Duramax, 1-888 Tri VMAX. And now here's Buzz. Oh, did I read the wrong one?
Yeah.
Does it matter? If you're having problems in your sex life, try Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Right, then there's a lot of smoke when I have that.
I've never been hornier.
And you're doing it right.
Since I broke the nasty habit without gaining weight, Smoke Break. Smoke Break is a revolutionary tablet for smoking. That's funny. My wife said that today. Get it now at fine retailers. Yeah. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
The U.S. of A. has the 13th best quality of life in the world, according to an annual study by The Economist magazine. The study has some credibility since France didn't even make the top 20. We can laugh at the British, who came in at 29th, and the Japanese, who were 17th.
Ah, but we're lucky 13th.
We can even laugh at Canada, which came in at 14th.
Ah,
the study, which compares income, health, political freedom, employment, and family stability, put Ireland at the top of the heap.
Yeah!
How can that be?
Yeah.
Family stability.
It's over there. It's not here. I'm an American.
I know you are.
Between.
Don't cry.
I'm sorry.
It'll be all right.
Cry. Number one.
You're number one.
Between Ireland and the U.S., going down the list are Switzerland, Norway, Luxembourg, Sweden, Australia, Iceland, Italy, Denmark, Spain,
Ireland.
Singapore,
Ireland.
And Finland.
Wow.
All ahead of us.
All pretty cool countries on that list that I wouldn't mind visiting.
Very pleasant.
Not Poland?
No, not on the list. Don't forget them.
Romania?
Republicans in the House of Representatives in Washington are talking about rolling back some ethics rules that they enacted to accommodate one of their own. Their charity case now is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas, who may soon be indicted by a state grand jury. Three of his political associates have already been indicted by a Texas grand jury. Ironically, they're charged with ethics violations. Under current House rules, lawmakers indicted by state grand juries are prohibited from holding leadership posts such as House Majority Leader. The rules change, discussed at a closed-door meeting here yesterday, is expected to pass in the Republican-controlled House. In fact, Republican lawmakers say they're indebted to Tom DeLay for helping them get an even firmer grip on the House in this month's election.
That's what it's all about, so you can be as underhanded and unethical as possible.
Hey,
as long as you get us control of that Congress, baby.
Watch it. I just want to say something. I want to be political here.
Yeah.
We could never do a show without DeLay. I just want to thank.
Good point.
Thank him for inventing this incredible yellow button.
And I hate to say this, because I'm mad at myself for saying this, but you know what his nickname is in Congress?
What?
The Hammer.
Oh my!
I'm sorry.
What? You know
it's his nickname. Man. We didn't need to know. I know. What they call them, though.
Yeah. You don't have to dance, Rob.
No, nobody's going to bring the hammer down.
Dumb pajama pants.
Click, click, click.
Hope you're happy, Mike.
I am. Oh, and just one more thing about the guy who tried to torch himself in front of the White House this week.
And, Rob, I was only kidding. You look great in your parachute pants.
They're slimming.
Funny story about
and a nice fanny pack as well.
About the guy who tried to torch himself. He was the key witness in our case against a man who financed terrorism. Not an entirely credible witness, but the star witness in the government case, nevertheless.
The guy that set himself on fire in front of the White House?
Star witness for us against the terrorism financier. The witness, Muhammad...
I am the god of hellfire!
That's him.
And I bring you fire!
Muhammad Alansi was testifying against Sheikh Ali Hassa al-Moyad.
Shake your booty.
Who's awaiting trial in New York. Alansi says he tried to torch himself because the FBI wouldn't let him see his dying wife back in his home country of Yemen.
Shake your groove, thing.
Also,
incidentally changed the name of that country to Yemen.
Yeah, man. Also nearly bursting into flames yesterday at the state capitol in Wisconsin. An English muffin.
And I bring you fire.
It was the smoke from that slightly over-toasted muffin that forced the evacuation of the Capitol Dome in Madison out of concern over a possible terrorist attack.
It's a nice muffin.
Employees say they normally unplug the faulty toaster when an item's been adequately toasted, but someone apparently forgot this time.
Plus, did you have a report on the fire here at the building?
No. Whatever happened on that? I never heard.
But you're the journalist.
No, it's no. I didn't.
And it's Smoker's Corner down there, the bucket where everybody puts their cigarette butts spontaneously combusted.
Oh, yeah. Is that what caused the fire?
Yeah. And Cameron said that, I heard secondhand through BA that Cameron said the flames were very high. It was an inferno.
Like 5-foot flames.
I am the god of hellfire.
Preposterous.
And I bring you.
As often as that bucket is emptied, it shouldn't have flames at all.
It's got cigarette butts from the Truman administration.
I heard it looked like the movie Backdraft.
In neither fire was anyone injured. Nothing was damaged. As for the muffin in Wisconsin, quoting a Senate aide, it was not too badly singed. I'll keep you posted.
They still ate it.
A U.S. Marine stood by his wife in court this week in Yuma, Arizona, even though she'd had an affair with a man who had planned to kill him. The alleged man with the plan was a fellow Marine who had planned to take out his comrade with a grenade while they were serving side by side in Iraq.
What?
The wife of Chief Warrant Officer James Glass was in on the plot so she could have a life with grenade hurler Larry Framness. The plan was Larry was going to blame his comrade's death on terrorists.
What?
Despite this, James Glass was in court yesterday
asking
the judge to go easy on his wife for the sake of their two young children.
Jeez.
The judge didn't buy it. She agrees with the prosecutor. These two are just looking at book deals and TV appearances. The wife gets 7 years in prison. Next case.
All right.
What?
I agree.
At an office building in Little Rock, Arkansas, they're having a Don't Bring Your Guns to Work Day tomorrow.
Hey, that's nice. Let's hear it for that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, leave them home for a day.
Normally, the 420 employees in this sales and marketing building like to bring their hunting rifles to work.
Sure.
It's against building policy to do that, but management turned a blind eye until now. Three former presidents are coming to town to open the Clinton Library tomorrow.
You know why they turned a blind eye?
Why?
Get their eyes shot out.
Yeah,
roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz, which took first place with BMW.
You know, now that Liddy no longer works here,
yes,
that Wendell is gone to a station in South Carolina, I think probably the biggest gun owner we have is Fez Wadley.
Does Fez own guns?
Fez has a gun?
Hundreds.
Really?
You know that. He's very...
You heard he's good with a gun.
If I didn't have, you would have believed me, wouldn't you?
I would have.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Could you picture Fez with a gun?
Yeah.
No, I picture Fez...
Because Fez is out there.
No, I picture Fez like with a... What's the thing? Like a slingshot.
A slingshot?
Like a Beaver Cleaver Dennis the Menace slingshot.
You know, because it's just one of the many moods of Fez.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Got Fez really mad, bright, like a spitball out of a straw or something. Not a gun.
No.
Not with Fez. Now with Ron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
AK-47.
And worse stuff than just guns with Ron.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I know,
Chad. Don't go near that bucket. Clinton, Carter, and Bush Sr. will be in Little Rock for the opening of the Clinton Library tomorrow, and that's why the employees in this office building have been asked not to bring their guns to work, not even to the parking lot. They normally leave their guns in their cars, but this week they're being asked to not even do that.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
One.
Guns.
There's only one way in this free market society to stop the tidal wave of evil that is the Walmart smiley face. Today, Kmart announced It's buying Sears.
Yeah, that's right. Bring on another pretender to the throne.
Does that mean they're going to change Sears to Kmart or Sears Mart? I don't know.
Mm.
Sears is already the biggest chain of department stores in the country, and combined with Kmart, will become the third biggest retailer in America.
Now, seriously, even though I'm a Walmart fan, don't you think that they should go with the name Sears?
Absolutely, like, yeah.
Because really...
Got better brand loyalty.
Synonymously, through your life. No kidding. Hasn't Kmart always been associated with dung?
Yeah.
I mean,
Sears is always solid.
And people like going to a cheap store where the prices are cheap,
yes.
like Target or Walmart.
Right.
But there was always that, Kmart was above Zare.
Yes. Zare. I didn't know you had Zare where you live.
Kmart was above Ames.
Yes.
And Kmart was just barely above Montgomery Ward.
And Sears was always its own entity. I mean, I think if they make Kmart's more like Sears, I'll be happy about that.
Kmart was above Memco.
And I'll tell you what was... Oh, yeah, Memco. You know what was always great at Sears?
What about Bradley's?
Oh, the department store with a difference.
Bradley's stunk. What was great about Sears would be when you would go in there, and in the air conditioning display, they had, like... plastic seal that had a hole with air coming through his nose so that there would be a beach ball
right.
That it would appear this plastic seal had on its nose, and it would just be just blowing up in the air. And I would stand there for hours.
Oh, I had one that could top that. I remember when I was a kid, it was a water faucet, and it just seemed to be magically suspended in the air with water coming out of it. How do they do that?
I stuck
my hand in the water and felt a clear plastic tube that held it up.
I've seen that too.
Still a miracle, I think.
And back in the day, they used to have really good popcorn at Sears.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I have the type of parents that would say, we're going to go shopping. Here's a dime. Buy some popcorn. We'll see you in 2 hours.
So they'll have the Kmart popcorn machines now at Sears.
Very cool.
So they'll be right behind Walmart, which is number one, and the second biggest retailer, Home Depot. Sears Mart, or whatever they end up calling it, will have 3,500 stores as the result of this $11 billion buyout. Smiley face looks a little sadder today.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is Bowflex, you know, the exercise machine, people
right.
see them on TV all the time. Good news is Bowflex is going to pay for the stitches. That's our story when we come back.
All right, Buzz, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet.
You got it.
Don and Mike.
I like pusnog instead of eggnog. Sometimes, if it's really special, I like warm, salty pusnog.
Oh, that's the best.
Is that great?
Yum, yum.
Look for that on our website, Donnie's Recipes.
Ah, yes. Recipe Corner.
The DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's the official website of the show.
Go to the store.
Click on the icon for
and buy something.
Chef Boyardee.
It's a good website.
Yeah.
You can get daily show logs. You can download the audio highlights from every day. I looked at there a second ago. There's like approaching 30 different 30-minute clips you can download from every show.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It looks great. Get to see a beautiful picture of Nancy O'Dell on there, which is
nice and pretty, unlike us. Check out our pictures.
Yeah, our pictures are silly.
Tell us what you think.
You'll laugh as we scowl at you.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's our official website of the show. Now here's Buzz. His picture is there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The good news is Bowflex is going to pay for the stitches. The exercise machine maker is recalling 800,000 of its Bowflexes because of mechanical problems that have injured dozens of people. Two of the 46 injuries were serious and required stitches to the head. Bowflex picked up the tab. Yeah, the other injuries were to the back and neck. On the ultimate model, the seat can break off. Ouch.
Oh, my.
Power Pro.
Just one more rep. Ow!
Power Pro models with the lat tower, the tower can collapse.
Oh, my.
Ouch. Bowflex owners can call the 800 number for a repair kit for the machine, not for your head.
That hurt.
Want to lose some weight?
Back to life.
Get some sleep.
That was funny.
A new study shows that people who get less than 4 hours sleep a night are 73% more likely to be obese.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding, Larry. Than those who got the recommended 7 to 9 hours.
5 hours.
No, it's true. 5 hours of sleep, 50% more likely to be obese. Not that funny, Larry. 6 hours, 23% more likely. Scientists are now studying their findings to see if there's something about sleep that regulates the way we burn calories.
I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now.
Well, you're sleeping. They say they do believe that when you're not so sleepy, you're not so hungry.
Good luck.
A Colorado woman who got...
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, all right.
Colorado woman got so fat, she could no longer walk.
I don't
walk.
Know. That's my three words. I don't know.
She's just had surgery to remove 47 pounds of fat and excess skin from her body.
Buzz, the Larry King machine was going crazy there.
It was.
I was trying to reset it. Would you start that again? Give me a reset
sure.
on that story.
Okay. A Colorado woman who got so fat, she could no longer walk.
Yes.
Has just had surgery to remove 47 pounds of fat and excess skin from her body.
Baby.
Man, where are the Frankenstein scars?
After several years in a wheelchair, Sandy Fuller of Aurora went for the surgery, which removed midsection fat that literally hung down to her knees.
And the good news is WJFK will hire her in 2005.
Sandy says she looks forward to going back to the job she was forced to leave as a truck driver.
Wow.
At her peak, Sandy weighed 481 pounds. And even after losing 120 of that with gastric bypass surgery, she still could not walk.
Loosen up, Sandy, baby.
The surgery to remove more fat and the extra skin made all the difference. She hopes to be back to work by Thanksgiving. Oh, no. Thanksgiving. Witch Hunt update. The FCC says it is investigating the promotional stunt on ABC's Monday Night Football this week. The video before the game featured Nicolette Sheridan dropping her towel for Philadelphia's Terrell Owens, but
Buzz,
featured no actual nudity.
Yeah, if I could just point out, it was nothing than you would see on a real episode of Desperate Housewives. It was nothing more racy than anything they've done on any of the dumb entrance points to Monday Night Football.
Right. You know, the climate we have in this nation right now, hey, you know who won the election. They're all out there. They're mobilized. And it's going to be 4 years of this crap. Get used to it. There's nothing that's going to change.
In case you've forgotten who won, the FCC says it's gotten a flurry of complaints and that it will investigate them, just as it did with complaints after the Janet Jackson Super Bowl incident. Not to tip his hand, but FCC Chairman Michael Powell calls the stunt, quote, very disappointing.
Oh, God.
You know, please, can everybody just get a grip for a second? If you've got a kid... And your God forbid, your kid would see a woman in a towel talking to Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your kid's going to run out and rape somebody? Or do you think your kid's going to go, wow, there's a naked lady. I got to find out about that.
No, you know, really, with the brevity of that segment,
no.
It's an afterthought. It's not even registered.
And, you know, no one's saying this. It wasn't fall down funny.
No, right.
But for Monday Night Football standards,
right.
It was clever.
Yeah, clever bit.
It was very clever. And people are overreacting this with a knee-jerk reaction. That's worse than the Janet Jackson thing.
But it's exactly what they did. I mean, it's the same Janet Jackson people that are doing this.
You've got ABC saying, we're sorry. You've got the NFL saying, we're sorry. It's a sad day for our fans.
It is. Come on.
Very sad.
Come on. Pound sand.
and
incidentally, I just want to point out one thing. I watched most of that game on Monday night. I guess they have a problem running that. But when they go to commercial, they have no problem virtually putting the camera up the skirt of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Yes,
right.
Or right in her cleavage as they're going to break.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They got no problem with that.
No, that's fine.
We saw more cleavage on the cheerleaders than we did on Nicolette Sheridan, and that's it.
You're right, bro.
Yeah. And here's a happy meal for the kids. Playboy.com doing a pictorial called The Women of McDonald's.
Oh. What? Couldn't be the McDonald's up the street, otherwise it'd be a bunch of naked bearded ladies.
In sports, the NBA's Vince Carter's been told he can no longer listen to music on his iPod during the pregame warm-ups. The league says the Toronto Raptors star is violating the rules on proper attire. Carter says the music helps him focus.
Vinsanity.
And baseball's continuing its comeback with sex scandals from coast to coast. L.A. Dodger suing a former high school classmate over a sex video. For several years, the high school rival of Jason Worth has been telling folks he's unfaithful to his wife, says he has a video of Worth having sex with other women. Worth is now suing the classmate for libel, among other things.
A baseball player having sex with other women than his wife when they're on the road?
Yeah, that is odd, isn't it?
That's very unusual.
In New York, Yankee slugger Gary Sheffield says he's the victim of a shakedown involving a sex video of his gospel-singing wife. The man in that video with the gospel-singing wife, R&B singer R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Oh,
video
you know what? Rob and I were talking about this today. There's a new R. Kelly sex video out, and Rob said don't know who's in it, but it's got the wife of an athlete.
He says it's about 10 years before they were together.
She was 18 at the time.
Yeah.
Finally, from our...
That's old for R. Kelly.
It is. I'm sure they meant well department. In Fort Collins, they're still mourning the death of a young Colorado State University co-ed who died recently of alcohol poisoning. She literally drank herself to death. People wanted to remember Samantha and to raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol poisoning. A local bar wanted to donate money to an alcohol education program. The bar set up a special fundraising event in which... free Jello shots would be served to the first 100 women. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That's it. That's what we're starting for today. We gotta go, everybody. Ron and Fez are coming up next on JFK and also Live 105 and then on the Buzz. We'll see you tomorrow. We're gonna do episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
I'm not wearing a bra.
Touch your nose.
This is the Don and Mike Show.